listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Russ Day Memorial Gymnasium here on the campus of Bourbon County High School, just outside of Paris. I'm Dan Manley, along with Ivan Rawls. Night two of the 2024 Girls 10th Region Basketball Tournament tonight. A couple of games for you, and opening up, it'll be Bracken County taking on Pendleton County. Later on, the Montgomery County Lady Indians will challenge the Camels of Campbell County as they try to move on into Friday night's semifinal round. Already advancing to the semifinal round in games played here last night at the Rust A Gymnasium, and apparently a good crowd was on hand for that doubleheader. Clark County got out to a 42-9 lead at halftime and coasted to a 61-33 victory over Scott High. The Lady Cardinals, of course, are the prohibitive favorite, really, in this 10th region tournament and off to a good start last night. In game two, Mason County able to hold off Nicholas County 56-52. So it'll be the Lady Royals and the Lady Cards on Friday night, that first game at 6 o'clock right here at the Rust A Gym. These teams playing tonight to be in that second game coming up Friday night. Then the winners on Friday will play Saturday night, 7 o'clock here for the 10th Region Championship and a trip on to Rupp Arena next week. Beginning tomorrow night, it'll be the boys' 10th Region Tournament. It'll get underway at the Mason County Fieldhouse, and we'll have all the action for you coming up in the games tomorrow night. We'll get underway again at 6 o'clock, and Clark County does not play until the Thursday night session. We'll have the games for you, but we've got all the games right here on 1150 and 106.9 FM, and don't forget, you can always listen anywhere online at WMSD Radio. Just to click the listen live button. The Pendleton County Lady Cats have gone back to the locker room right now while the Bracken County Lady Bears are out still warming up, and we'll be back and have more pregame information for you from the Rust A Gym after we step out for 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Welcome back to the Rust Day Gym. As we get ready for this opening game of the night session, teams trying to advance, and hey, it's advance and move on. That's what you're trying to do in postseason play. If you lose, season's end, and boy, for careers end at the high school level. And nobody wants to go home that last time, really. But it'll happen to a couple of teams again tonight.
It's the joy of the season, and also the anguish of the season when you see these careers come to a culmination right here this week on these floors around the state. And you know, tonight that'll happen again to a crop of seniors at some point in time along this road. But I tell you, the journey getting here and to however far you go from here, you just try to enjoy those experiences. And of course, you know, I saw in social media today in the memories in Montgomery County when they won here on a floor with a group of young ladies that they weren't expected to be there that year, and they made it to the championship. Saw Coach Johnny Robinson at that time just fall right there on the floor in amazement and in joy. She was at the bottom of the pile.
15-16 going into the regional tournament that year.
Unbelievable. So this place brings a lot of great memories, I know, for you and I and the Montgomery County Indians program. But, hey, this first game tonight here, it's going to mean something to one of these two programs, either Brackett County or Pendleton County. And, of course, a lot of dynamics to play out. These two teams that saw each other earlier in the season, it was really early in the season, so you don't know how much that particular matchup will play into the equation here tonight. These two teams are diametrically different in the way they were playing from that time.
Brackett County has won twice. They're 17-14.
Yep.
Pendleton County is 11-21. We don't really know a lot about Troy Archibald. It's too early for him. But Patrick Kelch, we know a lot about him. We know that Patrick Kelch is a guy who really understands the game. He understands coaching girls basketball. And even though his team has lost twice to Pendleton County during the season, Bracken coming in here, he thinks he can get Pendleton County over the hump. He said, we would expect to be in it right to the end. I don't know if we can win or not. And I talked to him earlier, but he said, we expected this to be a game right up to the end. But this will be a game, Ivan, where give me the team that makes the most three-point shots. These are not good shooting teams. Both teams are going to play zone, probably. And so, hey, somebody's going to make a few shots, and I think that'll probably be the difference. But, you know, that's just one take on it. There are a lot of things that will go in to this game, but I expect it to be a fairly quickly paced game because there will be a lot of passes in this game.
There's familiarity here. There's two teams, of course, Bracken County, Nicole Archibald, one of the top point guards in the region. She's the daughter of Coach Troy Archibald, and then you have Lily Ashcraft, a young lady who's had a nice career so far at Pendleton County. She's the one that kind of gets things going for them, but then again, I think it really relies on two other players in this equation. That's Hannah Spalding for Pendleton County. She's an interior player. She's the type of player that you know that Bracken County is going to try to keep her from getting the ball in the paint. She gets the ball in the paint, it's going to be tough on this Bracken County team. But then likewise for Bracken County, they got a young lady in Brianna Bauer. Hey, I seen her firsthand against Montgomery County. She gave Montgomery County all they wanted in that matchup. They are the two kind of, if you will, X factors. You talked about shooting the three. The player that you got to watch out shooting the three for Pendleton County is Madison Burks. You give her open look, she's going to knock it down. And so that's why it's so key to get that ball inside to Spalding, because when they collapse on her, she may be able to kick that out and find some of those open looks. But in general, these are not two really good shooting ball clubs. But watch out if Nicole Archibald hits a hot streak. If she hits a hot streak, she may score 30 points in the game and be out of question early.
Coach Patrick Kelch, he said, hey, if Burst hits a couple, she might hit seven or eight. And if she misses a couple, she might miss seven or eight in a row. He said, you just never know what to expect. We're going to find out what's going to happen. A good crowd is coming in here for this opening game. And again, later on, Montgomery County and Campbell County are going to battle. We'll be back. Our pregame continues. We'll get all the pregame activities going on very shortly. We're only about 3 or 4 minutes away from that happening, and we'll return to the Rust Day Gymnasium after we step out 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank. Millen County players are already at their bench, and Bracken County is moving that way just now. Hey, you know what the weather's been like, and hey, it's time to get out in the field, get out in the yard, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models from the 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, in the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility, outstanding comfort. That's going to increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling, and hey, if you're looking for a great lawn tractor, you will find it. They've got the best of the best at Montgomery Tractor Sales on Winchester Road, Mount Sterling. Home team on the board is going to be Bracken County. They're in white uniforms, blue and silver trim, and the Pendleton County Lady Cats are in black uniforms, white numerals trimmed in red. Both teams are at their benches right now and awaiting the information from the public address announcer.
At this time, if you would please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
Crowd being called to its feet right now, and we'll pause for the national anthem being played by, I think, the Bracken County Band. Thank you. and the Bracken County Band in our national anthem. And now let's get the introductions of our starting lineups for tonight's game.
Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School. Your host of the 2024 10th Region Girls Basketball Tournament. Tonight's quarterfinal matchup features the Pendleton County Lady Cats and the Bracken County Lady Bears. And now let's meet the starters first for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Cats of Pendleton County. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number one, Madison Burst. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number two, Lily Ashcraft. At forward, a 5'9 junior, number 13, Kirsten Mayer. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 14, Gracie Fansteel. And at forward, a 5'8 freshman, number 34, Hannah Spaulding. The coach of the Lady Cats, Patrick Kelsch. And let's meet the starters for the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Bears of Bracken County. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number one, Nicole Archibald. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number five, Ella Johnson. At guard, a 5'3 junior, number 14, Savannah Kelsch. At forward, a 5'9 senior, number 20, Kylie Lippard. And at forward, a 5'6 junior, number 35, Brianna Bauer. The Lady Bears are coached by Troy Archibald.
The officials for tonight's game are out of Region 6, I believe, down from the Louisville area. So these are guys we haven't seen before. I do recognize the one gentleman on the far side of the floor. We have seen him work before. These officials have, you know, we've traded off before. They always do. The 10th and 11th officials go to, they may be down in Louisville. They may be somewhere else. Here we go. Pendleton County will move right to left on your dial here in the first half of play. And the toss is up. The tip is going to be controlled by Bracken County. Going in backcourt to get it was Lippard, and Bracken County down in a hurry. Archibald goes right in on the left side, lifts it up and in off the glass, and Bracken County takes a 2-0 lead.
Not the way you want your opening defensive set to go. Nobody recognized the ball.
Ashcraft out front here in the right corner. There's an open three that is good. As Hannah Spaulding knocks down a three-point shot. Two shots up, two shots in. One lead change, 3-2 lead for Pendleton County right now. And Pendleton County has opened in a man-to-man defense. It's a little different than we expected. The pass goes inside, and Archibald just floats it in to Ella Johnson on the right side. She goes in, lays it up and in, and it's 4-3. Bracken County driving the basket on the left side is Lily Ashcraft, who goes and lays it in. And it's 5-4, and what a quick start offensively for these teams.
A very fast start, and quite a stark contrast to the game they played early in the season.
Down low on the right side, missing a shot off the glass after she mishandled the ball for a moment, was Bracken County's Brianna Bauer, and it's rebounded by Pendleton County, and now Pendleton County with a 5-4 lead. Driving for the basket is Ashcraft, and tried to flip it up, he got blocked out of bounds by Lippert, then it'll be played by Pendleton County. Down underneath the basket, they're going to inbound it. Looking to get it in, they bounce it down inside and trying to put up a shot. I don't know if we can call that a shot attempt or not by Kirsten Mayer. It goes out of bounds, and again, they'll inbound the ball. Same spot on the floor. Trying to go down inside, they have to bounce it into the corner as Bracken County is in a 2-3 zone. Out of the right corner, a three is on the way, good.
Well, we caught it in the pregame. Madison Burst probably is that best three-point shooter on this Pendleton County team.
8-4 going down inside on the left baseline and putting it up off the glass and knocking it down is Ella Johnson for her second field goal, and it's 8-6. So a couple of threes for Pendleton County. Layups going for Bracken County, and it's an 8-6 lead for the Lady Cats. Coach Patrick Kelsch is up. Calling signals out to sophomore Lily Ashcraft, a 5'6 leading scorer on this team, drives for the basket left side, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to be a blocking foul against Savannah Kelsch. Savannah Kelsch is a cousin She plays for Bracken. Patrick Kelch coaches for Pendleton. They are related. There's Pendleton County, Ashcraft.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful feet inside, laying it up and in.
What great vision shown by Ashcraft there to get that ball to Spalding on the baseline. Wow. Lack of communication defensively by the Lady Bears.
10-6, Pendleton County. In man-to-man. Driving in. And the shot is laid up and in. And we get a foul and a three-point play opportunity for Bracken County. As you count that basket, and the foul is going to go against Fan Style, P-F-A-N-S-T-E-I-L.
These point guards in these last two possessions, Dan, show why they're two of the better players in the region. And Ashcraft and Archibald getting great looks for their players right at the basket.
10-9. Pendleton County the lead with only 2.5 minutes gone. These teams are going to score above their average the way they're going. Here's a short jumper just inside the free throw line, up and in by Spalding, who has 7 points already. 12-9, the lead for Pendleton County. Less than 3 minutes into the game. Spalding averages about 12 a game. Out front, there's a three put up by Archibald. No good. A long rebound goes all the way out of bounds. Pendleton County is going to get the ball, and I'd say we're going to see Pendleton County maybe go to a zone defense. I don't know, but timeout taken by the Lady Cats, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Pass out of the gate for the offense. Bracken County's 4 of 6. Those have been layups. 5 of 6 for Pendleton County, including a pair of three-pointers, and they lead by 3 points right now and have the ball.
Bracken County's gone to zone now, and you might see a lot of this as the game goes along.
Here outside is Ashcraft. Down the left corner, they cross it into the lane. Spalding now working on the right side is Burst. Into the lane and trying to get a shot up and getting fouled is going to be Mayer. And the foul is going to go against Brianna Bauer. That's her first, second team foul, but it's a shooting opportunity for 5'9 junior Kirsten Mayer.
Give Pendleton County great credit there. They moved that ball really quick against that zone to create that opportunity for Mayer.
Free throw lifts out. Not real good free throws. Both teams are under 60% on the season. Pendleton shoots it a little bit better than Bracken County does. Here's a second free throw up and good. First point of the game. Four different Pendleton County players have scored. They lead 13-9. Bracken down in a hurry. Archibald hands it, bounces it back outside to Kelch, who's on the top of the offense right now. And Pendleton County has gone zone, a 1-2-2. Archibald trying to direct traffic, get her team set. Lippert sets up in the middle of the zone on the free throw line. They bounce it into Lippert. She goes into the right corner. A three is on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound taken out by Ashcraft, who races all the way down, hands it off, laying it up and in. Is Mayer. Ashcraft with another assist. And it is 15-9.
The last two shot attempts for Bracken County have been beyond the arc. They've missed. And Pendleton County has made them pay on the other end.
There's another three up, and this one rims out. Different players shooting. That was Ella Johnson. The rebound for Pendleton County taken down by Fan Style. And inside, they try to get it down the low block right side. Trying to make the entry pass in there to Spalding. It's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Bears, and it'll be replayed by Pendleton underneath. They get it in down low, and a little short jumper put up. She rushed the shot in there that time. Did burst, and it's rebounded by Bracken County. Down in a hurry, Archibald goes down deep in the lane, puts in a little short jump shot for her second field goal, 15-11. Teams are getting the ball down very quickly. If you score, get back and play defense because the opponent is coming at you very quickly. Now setting up against that zone. Out beyond the top of the key is Ashcraft. She has it right now. She's not going to take that three out there. Down in the middle of the defense is Fanstyle. And Pendleton County with a 15-11 lead. There's no urgency at all.
And there shouldn't be.
For them, and there shouldn't be. Yeah,
they want to get the best shot, and then they turn the ball over.
Threw it away. They try to go into Fanstyle, who drifted down lower the lane, threw it over her head. Bracken the other way. Now the ball knocked away, but Archibald able to recover and get it back. Whips it pass down the left side. Little reverse layup is put up and in by Savannah Kells. Another assist for Archibald. 15-13, Pendleton County. See how patient they are. There's a three off the left wing that is no good by Burst. Rebound. Pendleton County got it, but then it's thrown away and out of bounds in there by Mayer. And it'll be Bracken County's ball with 2:13 left to play here in the opening quarter. And now a substitution made by Pendleton County as Skylar Thacker, a 5'7 junior, comes in replacing Fanstyle. Bracken County with a chance to tie it up or take the lead with a three. Pass, though, is too tall as they try to get it into Bauer. It goes over her head. Only the first turnover of the game for Bracken County. Pendleton County has a couple, and with 2:04 to play in the quarter.
Love the idea of trying to get the ball to Bauer. You need to get her going offensively. She's a game changer if she can start scoring the ball for Bracken County.
5'6 junior is Bauer right now. Ashcraft passes over the defense, but nothing happening. Now driving through the lane. The ball is deflected, and Bracken County comes up with a turnover. Here goes Archibald. 3-on-2, stopped at the free throw line. Jump shot in and out. Rebound taken out of the floor by Thacker. Back the other way. Pendleton County with it. Right corner. Passing up the three down there was Mayer. Gets it back, and now she will try a long three that is off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Bauer. Back the other way goes Bracken in a hurry. They get the ball down inside. There's a triple team in there, and they take it away down to the baseline. Running down is Ashcraft and gets back tapped out of bounds in front court. Pendleton County will play it. Here for Bracken County, they're going to replace Bauer in the game with Kaylee Sharp, a 5'6 eighth grader.
Yeah, really nice looking eighth grader too, Dan. They don't lose a lot when she comes in.
Right now, Ashcraft has moved over on the right wing. And out front, just left of the key, a three is on the way and good. Put up and in by Burst. She's hit a pair of threes here. 18-13, Pendleton County.
It's a scary sight for Bracken County if Burst starts knocking them down, as she's shown here early.
Under 40 seconds to play. Bracken gets it down in close to Lippert. Turns, missed the shot. Rebound, they get it back. Lippert bounces it back on the outside. And now there's a three by Archibald that will not go down. Rebound taken by Pendleton County. 22 seconds to go. Archibald almost has a steal. Now it's loose on the floor. Possession arrow will keep it with Pendleton County.
Right now, Nicole Archibald is struggling with her outside shot right now, and that hurts this Bracken County team if she's not scoring.
Archibald is not a high percentage three-point shooter, but she shoots a lot of it. She'll put up a bunch. Pendleton County, possession arrow now with Bracken County to start the second quarter. 11 seconds to go against the zone. You got to hurry and get a shot. Here's Ashcraft. Sends it down inside, up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Put up and in. The rebound by Thacker. Thacker rebounded the missed shot by Mayer. At the end of the opening quarter, Pendleton County 20, Bracken County 13, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Put the ball in the basket in this game, folks, and right now, Pendleton County, 8 of a dozen in that first quarter. They are shooting lights out and have the lead at 20-13.
Getting good looks. Just lack of communication, it seems like, at times, Bracken County on the defensive end and recognizing where open spots are.
Bracken County, the ball, and going down the right side of the lane and putting it up and in is Ella Burton. I think it's Ella Burton in the game. No, I'm sorry, that was Bauer.
That was Bauer. I like that coming out of a timeout to get the ball into her hands and try to get her going.
Bauer with her first field goal here, penetrating deep into the lane and then throwing the ball away. We got a foul, though, I think, on Bracken County.
Might be Bauer's second. Well, they're going to call this on Lippert, I think.
Lippert's first, team foul number three. We've had only four fouls so far. Down low, going for the basket on the inbounds play. Missing the shot, but drawing the foul.
This will be on Bauer for Spalding.
And Bauer picking up her second personal foul.
That's a huge foul here. See what Coach Archibald decides to do here.
He's already had somebody at the table.
No, I didn't even see him. Yeah, they fell on the floor there. Yeah, that's huge.
Spalding at the free throw line. Puts the shot up and rims out. Spalding already with 7 points. Back into the game is Kaylee Sharp, a 5'6", 8th grader. Her average is just over 5 points a game off the bench. As Ivan said, she's a quality player for a young player. Here's the second free throw, and it's good. Spalding leads her team with 8 points, 21-15. And now Pendleton County's going to pick up early, a 1-2-2 press. That's just a blow beyond the midcourt stripe. Left side, there's a three that is put up no good by Sharp. And the rebound is claimed by Burst. Gets it to Ashcraft, who's down across the timeline. Now holds up. Pulls the ball out. Looks at the zone. Now they're going to put in the middle of the defense Ashcraft and put her on the free throw line. See if they can get it to her and let her create things in there. Haven't been able to get it to her yet, though. Good job by Lippert out there not allowing that ball to go in there. And Pendleton County just working the ball outside on the perimeter. Now they try to go inside and throw it away. Pendleton County's fifth turnover this first half, 6:38 to go. Archibald runs it down. Left corner, a three. That is up and no good by Sharp. Rebound, though, taken by Bracken County. As coming out to get it is Johnson, who's in the game right now. Kendall Johnson goes down inside. The shot is no good. Put up by Sharp and rebounded out of there by Thacker. Pendleton County has it back. Bracken County down by 6. Pendleton tried to add to the lead. Driving the left baseline. Spalding puts it up way too hard. As they go for the rebound, we get a whistle. And this foul, I think it'll be on Thacker. That'll be her first.
Well, you saw Spalding, though. She went on a hard drive on that baseline. She realizes that Bauer's not in there. And not that Bauer's a shot blocker, but she is one that will be a deterrent at times, a lot of times on that baseline. Spalding's going to try to take advantage down inside as much as she can.
Long pass down to get it across the timeline. Now they go down low inside to Lippert. Little ball fake goes up, puts it in. Counted, and she's fouled.
I thought she walked. I didn't see the contact, really. I mean, I was surprised there was a foul called there.
That foul is going to be against.
I think it's going to be against the.
Against number 12. I thought he said 20.
Yeah, the 20 was shooting.
Free throw is no good. Rebound picked up in there by Sharp, and we get a scramble for the ball.
They put 12 on the board, which is Selena Rarick.
She's out of the game.
I know. See, I think they.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, okay, there she is. We got to get her eyes checked. We didn't catch him. We didn't catch him when she came in. I didn't even see her near the play, though. I thought only it was Spalding that was near Lifford.
21-17 after that basket was made, and then the free throw missed. Ashcraft now back out on top of the offense, and in the middle is Thacker. Well, you got to really want the ball in the middle.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to get it. You got to let your teammates know you want it too.
I'm really surprised that they don't put Spalding in the middle. She's the one that really seems comfortable anywhere on the floor.
Clock at 5:09 left here in the first half. Pendleton with a 4-point lead in the ball. Here out on the perimeter though is Spalding. She threw the bad pass, but got tapped right back to her. Knocked away again, but Ashcraft gets it. So Bracken almost came up with a couple of turnovers. It didn't happen, and now the Pendleton County reset. Coach Patrick Kels down to our right is up and talking to his team. They go down inside to Thacker, who puts it up way too hard off the glass, and then a steal and put back up and in by Thacker, and she is fouled.
Wow, she missed the shot and came back and got the steal and then puts it in with the horn.
That personal foul is on Kendall Johnson. That's the third foul of the second quarter on Bracken County. And Thacker gets her second field goal and goes for point number five right now, trying to increase the lead to seven. And we'd be right back where we were at the end of the opening quarter. 4:38 to go in the half. Missed a shot, though. Rebound by Kendall Johnson, a little eighth grader. Quickly down, Archibald, right side, puts it on the deck. Goes into the lane, flips up a left-hand shot, up and good. Archibald showing creativity. 23-19, our score. Millen County gets it deep in the right corner down there and taken away. The steal, Johnson comes down, floats it underneath. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Bracken County.
What a play by Kendall Johnson right there, Dan, of breaking up that pass and getting the possession back to her team.
Pendleton County will get Brooke Thacker, a 5'7 senior, into the game right now as she comes in to replace Kirsten Mayer. Bracken County with it, down by four. Archibald drives left into the lane, goes all the way, flips it up the left hand, bounces in.
Oh, favorable bounce right there. Hey, she went strong towards the basket right there. No contest at the rim.
What a nice soft touch. She aimed to do that, though. She wasn't using the glass, really. She counts on putting it up so softly that it's going to roll around and stay in. The game is a 2-point lead for Pendleton County.
Her zone just slowed up Pendleton County enough to allow Bracken County to get themselves back in it.
Here's Ashcraft with it. Out on top. Goes over on the right side to Thacker. Down low. Thacker trying to get it off to the other Thacker, and it's taken away by Archibald. Bracken County can tie. Archibald running, stops at the free throw line, but keeps the dribble. Now heads it back outside. Three is on the way. It is no good. Rebounded by Johnson, and her shot is no good. And the rebound is by Thacker. So, down the low right side, going for the basket is Ashcraft, trying to get herself into the game offensively, and she's fouled and is going to shoot a couple of shots. That personal is going to be against Ella Johnson. That's her first foul. So Lily Ashcraft has 2 points here in the first half, has put up only a couple of shots. She is the leading scorer for this team and missed the free throw. Has another shot coming.
Been pretty much kind of a facilitator here early in this ball game.
Montgomery County, Campbell County coming up next here at the Russ Day Gymnasium. Free throw. Second one is also no good. Missed them both. Rebound taken by Bracken County. Running down and all the way in. Archibald puts it up and in. Draws the foul. 3-point play opportunity. All of a sudden, Archibald is kind of taking over the game, as I've been talking about in the pregame. She can do that. The foul is going to be on Kirsten Mayer. That's her first. Third foul in the second quarter with 3 minutes to go in the half. She can tie the game right here. Looking for her 11th point. And it rolls off there. And the rebound is taken by Spalding. We are tied at 23 apiece. quickly down up off the left baseline. Shot is put up no good by Thacker. I'm sorry, by Fanstyle. And on the rebound, we get a tie-up that's going to go to Bracken County.
Big missed opportunity there. Pendleton County, an easy opportunity now. The Lady Bears have a chance to retake this lead.
Pendleton County in a 1-2-2 zone. Point drop. Out there on the point is Mayer. Down the right corner, Johnson. Throws it back outside. It gets away briefly from Johnson, but she recovers. And we've got a pair of Johnsons in the game right now. And right now, Ella Johnson outside for a three, and it's no good. The long rebound tracked down by Archibald, so they get it right back. Dribbling back out front. The ball is knocked away by Ashcraft, but a foul called.
Ashcraft was really trying to pound the ball there with Kelsey out front. Felt like she was going to have an opportunity to maybe get a breakaway layup.
Each team has four fouls now, so we're going to shoot free throws on any foul after this. Bracken County inbounds. Nicole Archibald. Junior at about 5'8". Handles the ball really well with either hand. And dribbles right, dribbles left into the lane, puts up a little short jumper, good.
Never gave up her dribble, Dan, and got into the heart of that defense.
And the lead belongs to Bracken County, 25-23. They're letting Archibald just have too much freedom in the zone. I mean, she's...
They're doing it without Bauer out on the floor, too, Dan. That's huge for Bracken County.
Timeout by Pendleton County. They were going to get a five-second count because Ashcraft was trapped out near the timeline. And Pendleton County has taken its second time out of the game with 1:42 left to play here in the first half. And we'll be back here at Bourbon County in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. So much for my theory on three-point shots. Pendleton County's made three. Bracken County had made one, but Bracken County has the lead at 25-23. And now Bracken County, man-to-man defensively. Here driving right, going for the basket. It's taken away by Archibald. Made the steal. Stripped away from Ashcraft. Archibald all the way down, but missed the driving layup under pressure. The rebound. We get a whistle and a foul.
Big miss by Archibald. She was almost going too fast.
The foul is on Fanstyle, her second. And at the free throw line is Kylie Lippert for two shots. She has 3 points. Had a three-point play earlier. Free throw is up and no good. I asked Coach Kelsch how to pronounce Fanstyle. And he says, it's fan style. He said, sometimes you can call her fan still.
Yeah.
He has a tendency to kind of be passive out there. But free throw is good by Lippert. She has 4 points. And the lead is three for Bracken County. Their biggest lead of the game going all the way down. Ashcraft missed the driving layup. Lippert with a rebound. Ashcraft struggling offensively. And there's Archibald. Her 15-foot wide-open shot is no good. Rebound is put up no good by Johnson. And then on the rebound, as Pendleton County comes out of there with it, we're going to get a foul. And that is going to be on Kaylee Sharp. And that'll move us to the other free throw line, where Spalding's going to be at the line for two. So a couple of missed field goal opportunities there could have pushed the lead to 5 points. And now with the clock stopped, a chance for Spalding to trim the lead back to 1 point. Free throw up and good.
For the lead, Cats number 15, Skylar Thacker.
Spalding, a really good-looking freshman.
Yeah,
I mean,
she really is.
She wears glasses, hair in a ponytail. You know, as we often say about girls, and we get, you know, criticized for it. Could be in the library.
I was about to say, it looks like she just left the library before she got it. I mean, the glasses alone does that for her.
But she's having a good game. It's 26-25. 10 points now for the freshman Spalding in the game. Under a minute to play in the half. Down inside, Johnson dumps it off. And a little short jumper up and good by Lippert.
Nice find there by Kendall Johnson.
28-25, 45 seconds to go in the half. Little trouble handling the ball. It's taken away. Thacker gets it. Turnover, Pendleton County. Thacker all the way down, missed the shot. Rebound taken out of there by Verst. Back the other way they go. That was sharp to miss that shot. And going for the basket, we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to send Ashcraft to the free throw line.
Can you feel the intensity in here, Dan? A little intensity right now between these two teams and the fan bases right now.
Kendall Johnson gets her second foul. Coach Archibald is up talking with one of the officials as Ashcraft free throw up and good. She missed a pair. And now comes back to make one. Ashcraft, they need to have her going. I mean, she's their leading scorer right at 14 a game. That's point number three for her.
Yeah, the zone is kind of neutralized here, and they haven't been able to get out in the open floor a lot or to get a lot of good looks.
She missed another free throw here. The rebound taken by Sharp. And the lead is two at 28-26. Archibald dribbles back out into the center circle. 15 seconds to go. Here is Johnson, Ella Johnson. Hands it off, Archibald. Spins, weaves, goes left side of the lane. Back outside, clock at five. Dumps her right corner. A three is on the way, and it is no good. Put up by Sharp. And the first half comes to an end. Pendleton County had a 7-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, but now Rankin County able to come back and get a 2-point halftime lead. We got a good one going. Don't go away. We'll be back and talk with Bill Watson, the head girls coach at Harrison County, when we come back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
It's halftime here at the Girls 10th Region Tournament at Bourbon County, and the lead belongs to Rankin County, 28-26 over Pendleton County. Joining us right now here at halftime is the head coach of the Harrison County Phillies, Bill Watson, formerly head coach here at Bourbon County, formerly head coach of the Pikeville College Lady Bears a few years ago. He was, he's been at Paris High School as a coach, and Bill, I know at this stage of life, life has its ups and downs. You've gone through those. And you're just glad to be back coaching young people.
I am. I like being around the game. And, you know, they keep me young. I mean, kids keep you young. At least I feel young. I may not look young, but I feel young. So, but I'm happy to be at Harrison County. I mean, I love my time here at Bourbon County. And, you know, things transpired off the floor that, you know, some of us don't have any control over. And Harrison County came open, and I talked, had a good conversation with Coach Brooks, the boys coach, and good conversation with Brad Allison, the AD, and I think it's a good fit. It hasn't transpired a lot of wins yet, but we are getting better. We're young, but we're getting better. And we've got some kids coming up we think very, very highly of. So hopefully we can get the same turnaround and get back on the right side of the ledger starting next year.
Let's go back to your time in Far Eastern Kentucky when you were at Pikeville College, Bill. And, it's a long way from Paris to Pikeville, isn't it?
It is. I was an assistant at Paris and met my future wife-to-be here in Eastern Kentucky. Actually, at the graduation party of one Clayton Brooks, one of the top officials here in the BBA. One thing led to another. We ended up getting married, and I ended up moving to Paintsville, Kentucky. And for good or bad, talked myself onto the men's assistant staff with the men's program at UPike or Pikeville College at the time. And
was Roy Cutright the coach?
No, Rick Scruggs was the coach then. Roy was actually still with the women. Roy took over the men and asked me to stay on as an assistant. I did. The women came open 2 years later, and they asked me to take over the women's reins. And the 20 years I was at Pikeville, 20 years, 20 really, really good years. A lot of good friends, a lot of good memories, and hopefully I can keep remembering those.
Hey, Pikeville's not anything like what people really think.
No,
Pikeville is.
I'm Northern Kentucky. I mean, I'm from Northern Kentucky, and you hear all the bad stories about Eastern Kentucky, and those are so unfounded. It's not a metropolis, but it's a good sized city, and Paintsville's a nice little town. Home is where you make it. And like I said, I enjoyed the 20 years I was there, lived in Paintsville for all 20 of those years. Wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Got to work with you a couple of years down there.
Those were unbelievable years for me.
Yeah.
I can tell you. As you look at this game right here, boy, Bracken County, Pendleton County, this is a great border war right here, isn't it?
These teams
love to go after each other.
It is, and they play a couple of times during the year, close games, and we were talking over here. We thought Pendleton County controlled the first 14 of the 16 minutes, and looked up and they're up two, and now all of a sudden they're down. So they got to do something to get Ashcraft going a little bit. I think she's struggling a little bit on the offensive end. And on the same token, they've done a nice job. Rocky County has Archibald's attacked the basket and draw some fouls. So it's going to go down the wire, just like our second game is going to go to the wire, I believe.
Bill Watson, wish we had more time, but it's great to catch up with you. And
yes, sir.
Look forward to you being back here with the Phillies in the regional tournament.
Yes, sir. We hope next year we're getting close. And I want to tell you congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I know it's deserved. So we're happy to have you there.
Bill Watson, thanks, Bill. We'll be back and have the first half statistics for you coming up in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Thank you.
are back here at the Rusday Gymnasium in Bourbon County. It's halftime, two-point lead right now for the Bracken County Bears over the Pendleton County. Alex had to stop it by. Alex is now at Pikeville College, folks. And, hey, good chance you'll be hearing about him playing for the Pikeville College football Bears coming up over these next few seasons. Here with a two-point lead for Bracken County. Again, they trail by seven at the end of the opening quarter. Individual numbers for Pendleton County. The freshman, Hannah Spaulding, has 10 points. Six for Madison Burst, who is 2 of 3 from the three-point line. 4 for Skylar Thacker. 3 apiece for Lily Ashcraft. And 3 for Kirsten Mayer. As Gracie Fanstyle, along with Selena Rarick, and Brooke Thacker, they played but did not score. For the Bracken County Bears, dozen points for Nicole Archibald, including 8 in that second quarter when she kind of took the game over after her team got behind. 12 for her, 6 points for Kylie Lippert, a 5'9 senior on the inside. She has 2 of 3 field goals, 2 of 3 from the line. 4 points for Ella Johnson. 2 apiece for Brianna Bauer, who went out with a couple of fouls. Savannah Kelch has 2. Kaylee Sharp has 2. And Kendall Johnson played but did not score. We'll be back. Second half will be underway when we return 1 minute from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Bracken County defense was the difference in that second quarter. In the first quarter, Pendleton County was 8 of 12 from the field. In the second quarter, 1 of 4. And even though Bracken County is 0 for 9 from the three-point line, they have a two-point lead at halftime. Pendleton County with the ball, trying to see if they can tie the game here. They're moving off to the right side of your dial. As there's a pass trying to get in the right corner, they threw it away, and that is turnover number 11. Turnovers are 11-3, Bracken County's favor. Here driving in the lane is Archibald, and she threw it away. Really, trying to dump a pass to Lippert.
Really surprised right there at that decision by Nicole Archibald. You know, Lippert's not heavily relied upon to score, and the fact that you were so close in the lane, you shoot that, you give Lippert an opportunity to get the offensive rebound and put back.
Yeah, very, very much so. Bracken County is in a 1-2-2 zone, and here is Ashcraft, and again, setting up in the middle is Fanstyle, standing right on the free throw line, but she's not really moving much and making herself as available as she could. Here now the drop it to Ashcraft, goes down the left side of the lane and gets fouled. Two shots are coming for Ashcraft now. That foul is going to be on Brianna Bauer, and that's her third.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, you thought you might get her back if Coach Archibald here in his third period. You get her going, but
Ashcraft has made only 1 of 4 free throws in this game. Has 2 to tie it, but missed the first one. Wow.
Yeah.
Lily Ashcraft is struggling from that free throw line right now. That's not good. This series, Bracken County leads 17-16. In the last 33 games that they have played. Ashcraft taking a little more time and puts this one up, and boy, she's thinking about it now. Rebound comes out, Ashcraft battling for it, and she actually dug it out. Gets it back for her team. That was quite a play by Ashcraft, who hits 67% of her free throws normally, but now is only 1 out of 6. Ashcraft sets up deep in the left corner. They have the ball back on the outside now. And Spalding on the right baseline. Short jumper. It goes way too hard. Rebounded by Bracken County. Here is Bracken County running under. The pass goes off and missing the shot is Johnson taking the pass from Archibald. And Pennellan goes the other way, and we get another foul. That personal foul is going to be against Bracken County's Savannah Kelch, and that'll be her second. Common foul. Pennellan County will inbound. So the a lot of opportunities to tie this game here early in this second half. Here's a pass, goes in low to Spalding, but she almost loses it. Now it's a battle for it. They're down on the floor and finally get a jump ball.
And Coach Kills, I'm like,
I think the official did a good job. What I could see of it, I don't know that anybody had their hands on the ball.
But you still can't knock the player down. He's like, how did you just knock her down and there's no call there?
So Bracken County gets the ball. And, again, they have a two-point lead, and we have had no points almost 2 minutes into the second half. Here is Archibald dribbling left and backs up and fires a three, and it's no good. A long rebound is picked up by Kelch. So still with the ball, now down inside to Lippert, who banks it up and in.
Lippert's having an unbelievable game for the Lady Bears, and she has been a difference maker in this ball game.
She's got 8 points. Comes in averaging under five a game. So it's a four-point lead for Bracken County and Pendleton County. They've got to get the ball in the middle of this defense.
Yeah,
there's another long three by Spalding that's in and out. And the rebound, Lippert's got it. Here we go, back the other way. Running down Johnson. Ella Johnson goes down the right baseline, gives it back outside. There is Bauer for a three that is going to go out of bounds. Sails out, Pendleton County gets it.
Bauer just offensively hasn't gotten in this ball game yet. That's not the way you want to get in, considering how long she's been on the bench tonight. But Pendleton County, in my estimate, they've got to find a way to get Spalding the ball and let her get somewhere as an operator around in that paint.
Right now she's standing deep in her right corner. There's a three out of the left corner that's good by Merz, her third three of the game. And it's a one-point contest, 30-29. Racking the lead, the ball, 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here, Archibald drives down the left side, goes all the way in, lays it up and in on the left side.
Looks simple when she does it, doesn't it?
Now, the four really opened up for 32-29, 14 for Nicole Archibald. First team all-regional player, left corner. There's a three that is up and no good by Burst. Rebound, though, is taken by Ashcraft, who went in there and got it. Now, over on the right, left side of the floor is Burst again. Burst is going to move into the corner. Spalding on the left wing. They send it to Burst. And now Spalding, left wing three. No good, way too hard. Ella Johnson comes away with the rebound. Johnson in trouble. Now goes on the dribble, gets it across the timeline. Takes it down the right side of the lane and goes under and missed the shot. And the rebound is claimed by Spalding. They'll head the other way. Going down on the inside is taken away by Bauer. Another turnover on Pendleton County. Ella Johnson runs in on the left side. Taken away, but a foul on Ashcraft for a second. Two shots are coming for Ella Johnson.
Empty trips up the floor is not going to help you if you're Pendleton County. You've got to make them pay when they turn the ball over. They get errant shots, it gives you opportunities to get out and run.
Ella Johnson knocks down the free throw, her first time on the line. Point number five for her. Bauer's over talking to Coach Archibald right now, who's talking on what he wants her to be doing defensively, I think, more than anything. And here is the second free throw by Ella Johnson that's up and good.
I'm sure part of that conversation was, when you're playing defense, don't foul anymore. I need you out on the floor.
34-29, so a five-point lead, biggest of the game for Pendleton County. Or for Bracken County right now. Pendleton County with the ball. The black-clad Lady Wildcats, a three by Ashcraft is no good. The long rebound, Bauer trying to save it in. And it is in, and they get a timeout. Bauer saved it into Kelch, and Bracken County took their first time out of the game and got it before there was going to be a tie-up. So, again, the three-point shots They're going up. They're not going in right now. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in a half minute.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
And a 5-point lead here. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Important possessions now for Pendleton County. They need stops. They need points if they can get them. Here's a long three that is up, and it is no good. Off the mark by Kelsch. Rebounded by Verst, who brings it down herself, then gives it up to Ashcraft.
We'll give Bracken County credit at getting back really fast, Dan, to eliminate any layup opportunities.
Spalding had a short break, and now she's right back to the scores table to check back in. Ashcraft dribbling the ball long range, hands it across the key to Verst, who's on the right wing right now. Left corner, down there is Mayer. Ashcraft penetrates into the defense, flips a shot up, no good, trying to draw a foul, but the rebound is saved in. What do we got? We got
the pom-pom. When she went to save it, she got the ball, but also knocked the pom-pom out of one of the cheerleaders' hands and was out onto the floor, so they had to stop play.
Thacker had the rip. Didn't get a change of possession, but Thacker might have put that one right back in.
Yeah.
Here comes the entry pass underneath the basket. Long pass out to Ashcraft. 2.5 to play, third quarter. Spalding back in the game. She's on the left wing. Again, nobody in the middle of the defense right now, but Spalding, they get her in there, and they threw it away. Bauer comes up with a steal. Bauer runs down. And then she throws a bad pass, and Ashcraft gets it back. Lead pass ahead, and almost and mishandling, if they do call travel on Verst, it'll go right back over to Bracken County. That is now 16 turnovers on Pendleton County. I was just the offense of Pendleton County that was so good in the first quarter has just gone south.
It is totally disintegrated here after that first period, and I know it's just got to be driving Coach Patrick Kelsch crazy.
Here is Archibald, hands it off at very long range out there to Kelsch. And now Ella Johnson with it. Nobody close to her defensively. She dribbles to the top of the key, now takes it down the lane, gives it over to Lippert. Now running around Archibald, goes under the basket, reverse layup, does not go down, and the rebound is claimed in there by Spalding. Outlet pass, here is a takeaway. Lippert comes down and gets a steal. So Bracken gets it right back.
Not advancing this ball ahead with the pass is really killing Pendleton County.
Here is Archibald down the lane, doesn't have a shot, hands to Bauer. Wanted to go up for a shot and couldn't. Gets it knocked on the floor. Now we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Pendleton County. Bracken County now runs in a couple of their replacements. Kaylee Sharp is coming into the game, and Kendall Johnson. Kendall Johnson and Sharp, these are a pair of eighth graders. Ella Johnson is a senior. Lippert is a senior. Everybody else is going to be back next year for this Bracken County team. Here's Ashcraft. She's a sophomore. Drives all the way down. Lays it up and in with a left hand.
A nice left-handed lay-in through traffic.
34-31 as coming down is Bracken County. A three out of the right corner is put up no good. And the rebound is taken by Pendleton County. Thacker gets it. Off that miss by Kendall Johnson, who was in the game. And now we get a timeout taken by Pendleton County, and that's their third timeout of the game. Comes with 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bracken County with a 34-31 lead, but Pendleton County hanging right in there. We'll be back in just a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lendor.
Penalty count of the ball coming back to the timeout. Last 40 seconds of this third quarter. The Lady Cats are down by three to Bracken County. Working with the ball is Burst. She's over on that left wing. She's going to fire three. Could tie it. Doesn't. Left it short. Lippert goes and tracks down the rebound. So Burst made three threes, but she's missed three as well. Three of six in the game. Bracken County, 18 seconds to go. They've got the possession arrow as of now to begin the fourth quarter, and they throw the ball in backcourt. It'll be over and back with 11 seconds to go. Coach Patrick Kelsch is wanting a travel that he thought happened earlier, but his team didn't get the ball.
He'll just take the ball in this situation and not complain anymore. Good substitution here of getting Bauer out in his last 11 seconds. So she doesn't pick up a cheap one here before you go into the fourth.
Savannah Kelsch back in to replace her, and here we go. 9 seconds to go. They got to hurry to get a shot.
You got to go.
6 seconds. Here driving in is Spalding, a runner in the lane. Banks it off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good.
Well, two good looks.
Boy, Spalding made good plays there, but it didn't pay off. And that result is we were right where we were a minute ago. 34-31, Bracken County the lead as we go to the fourth quarter. We'll do that when we come back here to the Rust Aid Gym at Bourbon County in the Girls 10th Region Tournament in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Well, we start this final quarter with Bracken County with the lead. The Bears have the ball, leading by three, 34-31. This game, score-wise, about where we thought it would be, but after that was after a fast start. Well, these teams that got out offensively early, but now here's Ella Johnson in the lane, puts up a little five-foot runner good.
Johnson showed such body control right there to get that good look.
36-31. Midland County coming down, hoping they can match. Over in the right corner, they get Skylar Thacker. Here is Ashcraft with the ball out front. She goes on the dribble, tries to penetrate, then loses it, but gets rescued by Pendleton County. The Bears with it. Here is, they go inside to Spalding, a triple team in there, goes trying to get it for a shot and doesn't get anywhere near the basket, and now on the battle for the ball, it's a jump ball. It'll stay with Pendleton County.
Well, Pendleton County got the ball where they wanted it to, I feel like, to Spalding down on the inside. And, you know, no contact was called there as Bauer was trying to guard her. It was a little aggressive, I thought.
7 minutes to play, and the question now is, can Pendleton County score? Do they have a chance? Can they get any points? They are really struggling here since the first quarter. Here off on the right side is Verse. Couldn't get a shot away. Ashcraft thought about a three. Back beyond the top of the key to Mayer. Down inside, Spalding. Back to Mayer, open for a three. Good.
And you see how that opened up, Dan? That ball went inside to Spalding. That's where it's got to go. She's got to get touches to create opportunities.
And they did a good job. Didn't try to go against a couple of players, see if she could put it in that time. Got it right back outside, and Mayer hit her three. Mayer's 6 point. Now trapped down the right corner. Bracken County in trouble, and
it's either going to be a jump ball or something. I mean, I feel like the official.
It's going to be on Bracken County. It's going to be a foul that's going to go against Savannah Kells. So Bracken County with a turnover. Turnovers are 17-7 in favor of Bracken County.
And let's see. We saw that time. Yeah, they've gone back to putting Spalding in the middle of this defense. That is something that I'm really miffed at why it just now finally is happening, because you could see it early. That's where she needed to be at for this offense to be its most effective.
Pendleton County with 6:05 to go, down by two. Verse deep in the left corner. Again, trying to penetrate a little bit. It was Ashcraft. Didn't have anything. Mayer, right side of the key. Back to Ashcraft. Down Spalding is there in the middle. Ashcraft, they're not getting the ball in the middle.
It needed to go to the corner that last time, and they had it.
It is a three by Verse. Good. Verse with her fourth three of the game. And Pendleton County has regained the lead, 37-36. The sixth lead change we've had in this game. Haven't had one in a long time. Down the baseline, the ball is knocked away, but picked up the power, and then she has it taken away. Verse came up with the turnover. Here is Ashcraft on the drive. Goes down the lane.
Wow.
Takes it off the glass. Did not go down. Spalding battling for the rebound. She hits the deck after coming down with it and loses the ball. Bracken County in a hurry. Ella Johnson goes in. She missed the shot. And on the rebound, Spalding comes out there with the ball, and we get a whistle and a foul that'll go against the Bracken County.
And Dan, just a slight adjustment in this ball game has changed everything for Pendleton County. Just moving Spalding offensively on the floor has gotten them some energy. Versus hit a couple of big threes, and you see the energy coming back out of Spalding on the glass. I mean, just a very minor change in what they were doing.
And now Bauer has her fourth foul, and she's gone out of the game with 4:50 to go. And Pendleton County now with a 37-36 lead. Here is the ball in the head. They're really not looking to the right corner where Thacker is located. Skyler Thacker, the junior. They're going. Everything's moved toward the left. Burst is over there in the corner.
So you got to reverse it in order to allow Spalding to at least get a look.
Now they're going to rotate down the right corner. Burst comes there now. Hands it off, and we get a whistle.
3 seconds on Spalding. And that's because she was waiting on him to move the ball. You've got to move the ball so that she moves and you at least get a look in. Because I felt like they were getting ready to get an opportunity there. But, you got to move the ball.
That official will get a warning in the postseason. He called a 3-second violation.
I like this. Coach Kelsey and Archibald interacting on the sideline.
Here is down on the baseline, Kendall Johnson trying to drive for the basket out of the right corner, gets fouled. That is going to be against Skylar Thacker. That'll be her second. But the first foul on Pendleton County here in the final quarter. Bracken County has only two. Pass comes in. Three is on the way. It is no good by Sharp. Rebounded by Pendleton County. Getting it off the grass was Mayer, and Pendleton County has it, leading by one. We're under the four-minute mark. Mayer, right corner, Burst couldn't get the three away. Mayer looking in, Spalding trying to create an opportunity down on the inside, but tough to, now they get it into Spalding right baseline, and they take it away from her. Going in to strip the ball away with Sharp. Ella Johnson now runs it down the left side, goes in the lane, dribbled it off her foot. Ball loose on the floor. We've got a free-for-all down there and a jump ball situation that'll keep it with the Lady Bears.
these opportunities just disappear. They just vanquish. It's like, oh, wow, they got a 3-on-2. Well, where did that go? I see nothing.
Bauer is back into the game now with 3:32 to go. Playing with those four fouls. Comes in for Kendall Johnson. Here is Lippert, who hadn't been able to get involved lately in the offense. Bauer is out beyond the three-point line right now. Ashcraft closes on her, and they call a foul on Ashcraft.
And an unnecessary,
that's her third.
An unnecessary foul, too, by Ashcraft out there on the floor. Bauer was not trying to attack. Let's see if Archibald doesn't get the ball back in her hands and see if she can't create some magic.
Down by a point. 3:20 to go. Lady Bears with the ball. Archibald has it way on the right hash. Threw a bad pass, picked off. Ashcraft going for the ball. The basket, lays it up and in.
I saw her do it early in the game. She was just waiting on that pass. And that's uncustomary for Nicole Archibald to throw that ball right there so lazily.
39-36. Pendleton County now Lippert in the lane. Sends it back. Deep three by Johnson is no good. And the rebound is picked up by Thacker. And Pendleton County gets it back. That was a really deep, deep three-point shot.
And we'll remember that steal right there by Ashcraft, because that could be huge in the way this game plays out.
Yeah, any free shots going down low. And we get a foul, and Bauer, I think, is out of the game. Spaulding got it down the right baseline, turned, and...
Yep, let her do it. Wow.
Bauer fouls out. Averages 10.7 a game. She had only 2 points.
Just didn't look like her normal self.
And had only one rebound on it.
Yeah. The game, if this is the first time you see Brianna Bauer, is not indicative of how she plays.
2:36 to play. The lead could go to 5. Spalding's free throw rims out. Still a 3-point advantage right here, a 1-possession game.
Spalding has been huge. You know, she's scored those 10 points in the first half, but boy, she has been huge for this team.
Has not scored, though, in this second half.
Yeah. She's been rebounding, just her energy out there.
Yeah,
her
presence is good.
Her presence on the floor changes things.
4-point lead, 40-36. Yeah. Almost thrown away. Able to get it as Archibald. Now Johnson, Kendall Johnson sends it left corner. There's a wide open three that is up, and it is no good by Sharp. And as they battle for the rebound, a jump ball is called, and Pendleton County's going to get it.
See, now Bracken County is kind of in that desperation mode now. Get that ball into Archibald's hands since you can't get something on the drive.
0-for-19 from the three-point line is Bracken County, Ivan.
Yeah.
Now a foul in backcourt is going to go against Archibald. That's her first foul of the game. But
you know, you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it 3 million times. You know, you're not going to win games like this from beyond the arc.
That's the fourth team foul. 2:16 to go. Next foul. Free throws. And now Spalding goes down inside. Missed a shot. Lippert battling for the rebound. It's loose. And we get a whistle. Oh, no.
I didn't like that foul either, really. Thought that was a free ball. I don't think anything.
Oh, no. They called a foul on Lippert.
Yeah, they caught it on Lippert. I didn't.
And to the free throw line will go Skyler Thacker for a pair of free throws.
Coach Archibald didn't agree either. Thacker at the line shooting two.
Thacker has 4 points in the game, all in the first half. 7 rebounds for coming off the bench. The junior puts the free throw up and in, and the lead is 5. What a turnaround in this game.
The Lady Bears lose this, and they can go back and look at that 3-point stat and say, boy, we shot way too many of these and didn't make them, and it really cost us. And we took control of this game.
Both free throws are good. It's 42-36, 2:08 to go. Archibald down the lane. A runner is good. She is fouled by Thacker.
When they took control of this game, they were doing that right there. And that's why I just don't know why they abandoned it. And you just don't put the ball in your best player, playmaker's hands. I mean, I felt like they just settled for whatever the zone was going to provide. Provide them as far as the easy shot to get.
Archibald with 16 can cut it to a 1-possession game and does. 17 for Nicole Archibald, 42-39. Right side burst is going to fire a long three. Good.
So that's a layup, Dan. That's a layup for me. Madison burst.
45-39. Clock at 150. Driving into the lane, we got a foul. Haley Sharp took it toward the basket and got fouled. And that is going to be on Skylar Thacker, and that'll be her fourth. And free throws are coming for Kaylee Sharp, who missed her only free throw in the game.
What did
has 2 points.
What did Coach Kill say? Either she'll miss them all or she'll make them all. Madison Burst has been on point for the Lady Cats here tonight.
Yeah, she's 5 of 8 from the three-point line. Free throw is good by Kaylee Sharp.
Well, you love
45-40, 1:49 to go.
You love moments like this for these players, regardless of how it comes out, just, you know, to have these shining moments.
Sharp makes another one. 45-41, Bracken pressing all over the floor. And on the far side, we get a foul that will send Ashcraft to the free throw line. They double-teamed her as she came away with the ball, headed up the floor, and the foul is going to be on Sharp. That's her second. And Lily Ashcraft is at the line, and hey, again, a 67% free throw shooter. She is 1 of 6 tonight and has 7 points. She averages 14 a game, and she knocked it down. The odds were in her favor, and the lead is 5 with 1:47 to go.
Coach Kelsch wouldn't prefer to have anybody else at the line right now at this point.
And good again. Timeout is going to be taken. 47-41. Pendleton County has just one timeout left, but only 1:47 to go. The Lady Cats lead it by 6, and we'll be back to see what happens in just a minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Brackett County coming the length of the floor. A little token pressure is put on by Mayer, but here is Archibald down. Johnson's going to fire a three and left it way short. It's saved inbounds, and it's put up no good by Johnson. The rebound comes to Sharp. So they've got it back, and there is Archibald for a three.
Oh,
good.
Wow. The longest three of the evening. The first one to fall for Brackett County.
They had missed 1, 2, 3, 4. They had missed 17 three-point shots in a row, and they finally made one. And it's got them within three, and plenty of time to go, 47-44. And Bracken, they've taken their second timeout, so they have three left. Pendleton has one left. This is a 30-second timeout, Ivan. And, hey, you like them? It is anybody's, it's anybody's game right now.
It really is, Dan, and now, if you're Coach Archibald, you're like, hey, we're going to play a little defense. If we can't get the steal in the backcourt, then we're going to foul, okay? And who are we going to foul? Well, we don't want Ashcraft to have the ball, definitely. We want to put it in somebody else's hands. But you want to try to defend them the best you can to see if you can get a turnover here. There's a minute 28 left. This is a long ways to go until we get to the end of this one.
Spalding's going to inbound the ball. It's a full court man-to-man. They're not guarding the player inbounding the ball. And looking to get it in, they throw deep, and they throw it away. Another turnover, Pendleton County, down inside, going for the basket, laying it up. Johnson leaves it short, but gets fouled. That'll be on Ashcraft, I believe, and on Ashcraft. No, it's not. It's going to be on Spalding, and that's her first foul.
Boy, that was a big opportunity. You don't expect Johnson to miss that right there. Even on the contact, she had a chance to tie this ball game up.
Johnson misses a free throw. Well, Johnson from the free throw line, a 67% free throw shooter, but she misses here.
If she makes this, what does the press offense look like?
And it bounces off. With the rebound, we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Bracken County.
Wow, this is huge.
Boy, that was a great job there. Sliding in there is Kaylee Sharp, who has struggled. Sharp is 0 for 5 from the three-point line in the game. But, boy, she's made some big plays. They get it in. They get it to Archibald. She drives into the lane. A floater with the left hand. No good off the back of the iron. Gets her on rebound. And we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul.
Get a hold here. Who's that going to be on? 13. So they call that
Mayer.
Mayer.
Her second. And now we get Archibald. Give Archibald credit, going back to get her own rebound. 1:14 to go. Still a long way. She shoots two. Free throw good.
That's a lot of lift on that ball. Out of her hands. But, yeah, you had to think Bracken County. You know, you've got Archibald, then Johnson. Probably Sharp is that third score you're looking for now.
Missed a second free throw. Johnson the rebound and trying to get it back up. Looked like she might have been fouled. The ball does go out of bounds, and Bracken County gets the ball back. And now it's a two-point game, and Bracken with the ball. They could take the lead with a three here. Left corner. Johnson drives into the lane. A little floater is up and no good. And the rebound claimed by Wurst. And then we get a jump ball. This time it goes to Pendleton County.
Johnson tried to attack. I like the fact that Johnson did try to attack the rim there.
Pendleton County trying to get the ball up. 1:04 still to go. Lady Cats lead by two. Everybody's covered. Can't get it in now. They just hand it underneath. Put a double team down there on Ashcraft. And she gives it back, and we had a traveling violation on Burst.
Let's see what happened here. You've got Burst, and she received the ball back, Dan, and people need to pay attention to this. You catch that ball against a trap, and you're underneath the basket. You have nowhere to go. You literally got a third defender over top of you in that situation. And that's what happened to Burst, and she ended up traveling.
Timeout by Bracken County. They'll have two left, 1:01 left. Pendleton County by two. We're back in a half minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
.01 to go. It's a two-point lead for Pendleton County. And the Lady Cats, who came back, they looked like they were about to shoot their way out of it and got behind 36-31 at the beginning of this quarter. But then they came back. They got in front, led by six, and it's Bracken County with the ball, down by two. Possession arrow now rests with Pendleton County.
Oh.
Entry pass. Ashcraft knocks it away, but couldn't keep it in bounds. So
father's looking at daughter like that's like the third or fourth pass you've thrown like that. It almost cost us. And you know, you've got to put some zip on that ball when you're throwing it in like that.
Comes in, and here is Nicole Archibald with it. Goes down inside. Johnson runs and misses a shot, but a foul. Well, I don't know what that was.
You don't even qualify that as a shot, do we? I mean, that was ugly.
Scott Thacker has fouled out. And she played well off the bench, Ivan.
Yeah.
Six points, seven rebounds. But she has fouled out with 55 seconds to go and given Ella Johnson a chance to step up and tie the game. Johnson, though, missed a pair of free throws not long ago. She's 2 for 4 in the game. And she has two to tie it. And coming in for Pendleton County is Fanstyle back in the lineup. She started the game. Johnson's free throw is no good off the back of the iron. Wow.
And with the way that Bauer and Johnson have played in this ball game, for Bracken County to only be down two with a chance to win is amazing. And a lot of that's due to the fact that the way Kylie Lippert has played in this ball game.
Second free throw is good. It rolls in. 9 points for her. We got a one-point game, and now a traveling violation against Spalding after they inbound the ball. Yeah, it goes right back to Bracken County, a chance to take the lead with 52 seconds to go.
This is where, you know, Pinal County's been so dependent on Ashcraft as being their ball handler, and now they're in tough situation.
Johnson to get it in. She's looking. Sends it way out deep, and it's taken away. That was a foul.
Oh, that was a foul.
But they didn't have to call.
Burst.
But now they did.
Yeah, but they're calling it on burst instead of it should have been burst. It was the one that got fouled initially.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Archibald ran over her back, and the officials didn't see it or didn't call it.
That was right down below us. Burst gets the foul.
Yeah.
And that's going to send Archibald to the line to shoot two free throws to put her team possibly into the lead with 50 seconds to go. Wow.
That was tough.
Free throw good.
And Burst is beside herself right now, like, oh my gosh, I literally got clobbered over the back of my head. The foul was on the jersey number one, but it's just a matter of which color jersey.
We are tied. The second free throw is no good, and the rebound. Wow.
It's like bumper cars over
there. It's out of bounds. It does go to penalty county.
Put the shoulder pads on, Dan. Both of these schools are football schools nowadays. I mean, they weren't 30 years ago, but they are now.
Burst looks to get it in. Sends it to Ashcraft. They'll try to double her at backcourt, and she's fouled. And then she reacted not well to it. Could have been called for a foul, too. And the foul is going to be upon... placed on Kendall Johnson. That's her third. We still got 45 seconds to go. Now we walk down, and it's Lily Ashcraft to shoot a pair of free throws. Again, she'd made only one of six, but made a pair here in this quarter. Going for her 10th point of the game. Puts it up, Penny.
She's been money down the stretch for her team.
Puts Pendleton County back into the lead. Lady Cats have one timeout left, two for Bracken County. Free throw good again.
Time to Cole Archibald. Let her make the decisions now.
49-47. Archibald down the lane. Flips it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is taken by Fan Style. Coach Patrick.
Wanting a timeout, but they didn't hear the timeout.
Patrick Kelsey is out of the floor.
Oh, he's giving a tee to Coach Kelsey. Because he didn't hear the timeout, and then he must have said something that the official didn't agree with, and now that's going to be a technical, and he's not going to get the possession of the ball because of wanting the timeout before the jump ball.
Wow.
Yeah, you hate that turn of events. Because it did. It got loud in here. But, the official should be trying to listen to see if a coach needs a timeout.
Archibald could tie the game with a pair of technical free throws with 34 seconds to go. The shot is up, and it's no good. He'll have another one. And then Bracken County will get the ball out. 22 points for Nicole Archibald. That's a bunch in this game. And she missed another one.
Yeah, that second was on her mind. After she missed that first one, it was on her mind. And Coach Patrick Kelch is probably saying, the ball don't lie.
And Coach Archibald down the other end. He walks all the way down the end of the bench.
Yeah.
He can't believe it. And now.
Now the officials are talking because it was a jump ball. And they caught a jump ball. It was going to be Bracken County's ball either way.
They're checking the possession arrow, and it's going to stay with Bracken County.
Yeah.
If we get another tie-up. So the Bears down by two with the ball. Here is Johnson. Johnson on the right side, three-point line, drives down the baseline, dumps
nice.
It off, and a traveling violation on Lippert.
And that's where he said, Lippert is not an offensive player. And, boy, that was a tough situation to be in for her. She played such a great game to have that.
Pendleton County takes the timeout with 25.4 on the clock. That is their last timeout.
Well, that was an excellent look, though, by Johnson to get her the ball. But, again, you've got a player that's not accustomed to being in that situation.
And she had not touched the ball in a long time.
Yeah.
She kind of got left out here in the second half. Has only had 6 points first half, only two the second half.
She caught that, and I don't think she knew where she was in relationship to the rim. or anything. It was just bad situation. She's facing the basket there. She probably lays it up and in. But because her back was to the basket on an excellent pass, the way that Johnson threaded that ball into there was unbelievable.
But here
again,
we go.
Coonah County struggled against this, getting this ball in bounds.
Can they get it up the floor? Can they get it in, and then can they get it up the floor? Any foul is going to result in free throws. Burst looks to get it in, looks in, hands it to Ashcraft, who lost it out of bounds. It was touched out, I guess. They're going to inbound. Yeah. Pendleton County keeps it.
Side out now.
Now it's over on the side of the floor. Burst looking, and gets it in. Here's Mayer driving up. Mayer across the timeline, able to get rid of the ball. Spalding down the lane. It's lost. It's out of bounds. It'll be Brackett County's ball with 15 seconds to go.
This is tough, man.
Unable to handle it was Thacker down on the baseline, or rather fan style. Here we go. Here is Archibald driving down. Goes through the players. Flips it up. No good, but a blocking foul with 10.9 to go. Spalding gets her second foul. Archibald with 10.9 on the clock gets two more free throws. She has made only 3 of 8 in the game. She has 22 points. She needs to knock down a pair right here to tie this game with 10.9 to go. The free throw is up and it rolls off. Wow.
Well, she has really struggled here. Such a clutch player.
Try to make it a 1-point game. The free throw is no good again.
Oh.
Rebound, Johnson gets it. Trying to go up, and she is fouled. Now Johnson's going to get to go to the line with 8.1 seconds.
What a huge rebound by Ella Johnson right there. That was huge.
Spalding gets her third foul. Ella Johnson, who has made 3 of 6 from the line, will shoot a pair. And both these girls are 67% free throw shooters, and they have struggled in this game. Johnson puts it in.
Smooth as silk on that one.
8 seconds to go. Can she tie it at 49? Johnson, a right-hand shooter, the senior. And Stokoe off the back of the iron, the rebound, and we get a jump ball. Now they're going to call a foul. I thought that was a jump ball, too.
I thought she came in clean on it. Really, I did.
Johnson gets the foul call. We'll walk to the other end. 6.8 seconds to go.
And where that is huge is because if she makes these two, it's a 3-point game, and you have to go for a three pretty much. But if she were to miss one of these or both of these, you know, you put that ball in Archibald's hand, and she's going straight to the basket.
Rankin County has 2 timeouts left. Free throw is up and good by Madison Burst. Burst now with 16 points. The first 15 came on 3-point shots. 50-48. To make it a 3-point lead. And left it short. Rebound. Johnson has it. 5 seconds to go. Johnson down. Going to go all the way in. Lays it up too hard. Missed it. Rebound. Taken by Spalding. And this game is over.
Pendleton's going to win it. They might put some time. Or no, they're going to stay up here. Yeah, Pendleton County, unbelievable. Johnson went way too fast there at the end. Couldn't complete it.
50-48. Pendleton County will advance to the semifinal round of this 10th region tournament with a victory over Bracken County. We've got Montgomery County and Campbell County coming up next. So what an exciting game. It wasn't certainly anything that that other coaches will say, let's see how we need to play the game, folks. Let's watch this film. But it wasn't very prettily played, but, well, what a finish. 50-48, Pendleton County with a win. They go to 12-21. Bracken County wraps up their season at 17-15. And we'll be back and recap this game, start getting you ready for Montgomery County and Campbell County after we step aside a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Tucker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Well, I mean, just as I told you before the game, it just didn't work out like, as the game went along. Midland County ends up 7 of 13 from the three-point line. Bracken County is 1 of 18. But really, that's not the problem for Bracken County. Yeah. They were 11 of 24 from the free throw line and got beat by two.
Missed opportunities, you know, empty possessions. And when I say empty possessions, it's not always turnovers. It's poor shot selection at times. We saw what Nicole Archibald could do with the ball in her hand attacking the paint. It was a difference maker. It allowed them to come from behind early, secure the lead, but then, you know, again, when she stopped touching the ball as much in the offense, all of a sudden things started to go awry. You know, you had Brianna Bauer that didn't have a good game offensively, Ella Johnson. Two players that are a part of that trio that they normally rely on. And even Kaylee Sharp, that comes off the bench, that tends to provide them a little bit of offense. She was ineffective tonight. And you take that all into the equation, it makes for a bad recipe for winning. You know, Lippert played above her normal. And so they got that, but they needed somebody else. Whereas when you look at Pendleton County, you know, Ashcraft was just good enough. You know, she was just steady enough. Spalding did those things when she wasn't scoring. She did those other things. And then Madison Burst just had an unbelievable night on this stage tonight. And I mentioned that at the beginning of the game. If she gets good looks, she'll knock it down. She got better looks in the second half. When Spalding went to the middle of that defense, it changed the balance of the floor for them. And that was just the subtle adjustment that Coach Kelch made there in the fourth period to change this game.
Burst with 17 to lead the way for Pendleton County. 11 apiece for Ashcraft and Spalding. 6 each for Mayer and Skylar Thacker, who played really well off the bench before she fouled out there in the closing seconds. And then you also had Fanstyle and Rarick. And Brooke Thacker, who played but didn't score for Bracken County. 22 for Archibald. She was named to the all-tournament team from Bracken County. Ella Johnson had 10, 8 for Lippert, 6 of those in the first half. 4 points for Kaylee Sharp. 2 points for Savannah Kelch. 2 for Brianna Bauer, who fouled out with 2:36 to go and spent a lot of time on the bench in the game in foul trouble, and Kendall Johnson played but did not score. We'll have the other statistics for you coming up, and then get ready for Montgomery County and Campbell County. That's our next game here at the Rust Day Gymnasium, and the final opening round game of this girls' 10th region tournament here in 2024. We'll be back. Look at the other first game stats in 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Campbell County, Montgomery County out warming up, getting ready for their game in our first game tonight with the victory going to Pendleton County, 50-48. The Lady Wildcats, they were 15 of 34 from the field. They shoot 44%. 18 of 50 from the field. So Bracken County has 16 more field goal attempts, but they shoot 36%. And again, when they took the ball inside, Bracken County was very good. From the three-point line, only 1 of 18, and Pendleton County 7 of 13. Free throws, both teams struggled, but Pendleton a little bit better, 13 of 23 to Bracken County's 11 of 24. Rebounds, 36 for Pendleton County, 28 for Bracken County. Turnovers went the other way, where the Wildcats almost turned it over too much in this game. 22 times, only 12 turnovers in the contest against Bracken County. But Pendleton County down by 5 early in the final quarter, but they come back to get the win 50-48. Quite a game.
It was an unbelievable game, Dan, and you love it, the excitement. We thought it would be a really good matchup. We thought both of these games on day two of the opening round would be outstanding games, and the first one definitely proved us right when you looked at it. Two teams familiar with each other, played each other twice in the season, and although Bracken County had come away with the wins in the previous two matchups, again, on any given night, you never know what's going to happen. And Bracken County played into, you know, the hands of Pendleton County. Pendleton County needed to keep it close to have a chance. They kept it close, and they made the plays down the stretch when it mattered, when they had to.
Well, you have to feel for the Bracken County Bears, those missed free throws late. And again, Archibald was 3 of 10 from the free throw line in the game. And then you had Johnson, who made only 4 of 9. Those two players are 7 of 19, and those are two of their key players. You don't expect those young ladies to step up there and miss free throws, but it's a regional tournament. It's an elimination go-home game. Pressure builds a little bit. Both those young ladies are on the floor the whole game. Lose a little bit in the legs. It doesn't take much to cause things to go away, and then you get to thinking about it when you miss a couple.
Yeah, we saw in those last, four to six free throw opportunities for his last six. The first of those six, when Nicole Archibald missed it, you could tell on the second opportunity that it was, she was thinking about it. She came up very short on that second opportunity, and that's what typically happens, the mental aspect of this, and that's what I said. When you're in these situations, it's going to pay her dividends in her life later on when she's in a situation where she's in a pressure-packed situation. But, boy, it was tough tonight to see her season end the way that it did. And you know, hopefully Bracken County can recover from this going into next season. That's going to be the fuel for those returning
players.
She
is a junior and does get a chance to come back and teams are on the floor, Montgomery County and Campbell County, and we're getting ready for this second game, and we'll try to see if we can catch up with the coaches here right after we step out for 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
We are back now in Montgomery County, 21-8 on the season. Campbell County at 20-10. Ivan Rawls is with the Montgomery County head coach, Dustin Nye, right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin Nye. And coach, you've prepared all season and getting your way through the district tournament for these moments like this. And you've had experience. Your seniors have had experience. Now it's for these young ones to get this experience. And I know you're hoping they're ready for tonight.
Yeah, and they've answered the bell every turn this season and throughout the good and the bad and any adversity we face. I feel like this group collectively has just gotten closer and closer, and I'm expecting a lot of the same tonight.
When you get to this point, hey, it doesn't matter. All teams are good, and with the blind draw, sometimes you get what you get. But, boy, you're talking about one of the bigger teams you've seen throughout the season. Your team has handled size effectively this year, but I know you're going to rely on some of those things you learned from those teams during the regular season.
Sure, and they're, Coach Johnson's done a really good job at developing their depth and using it effectively, and that's going to be something that we're going to have to navigate, whether it be matchups or really just identifying personnel that's out there, regardless of the defense we're in. But there's a challenge with every game, and it's just a different one tonight.
This Campbell County team, they're big, they're athletic. They like to get after you defensively. That's where it begins with this team, though.
It is, and they will try to get up and speed you up, and there's nobody that's going to do that the way GRC does that, and I think that our experience in those matchups will help us be at least prepared for that tonight.
Are there areas where you feel like maybe you've seen other teams attack and be able to take advantage against this team and what they like to do defensively?
Well, I think we need to stay aggressive, stay downhill. I mean, anything east and west is just going to invite more aggression. And defensively, we need to get after it and try to turn some defense into some offense.
If you're able to get them in the tempo you feel like it's favorable to you, is that a slowdown and make them have to make plays in the half-court set?
Well, sure. I mean, from a defensive perspective, we played fast, we played slow. I mean, I don't know if there's a right or a wrong answer, but mainly just maximizing possessions, however they may come.
J.S. Araya, she poses problems for anybody with that type of size and athleticism. Talk about trying to just contain her and what she really means to the overall philosophy of this team.
They rely on her heavily offensively, And I got to see her live for the first time last week, and I was really impressed with her versatility, her ability to do it inside and out, and her ability to handle the ball and throw the ball over the top of the defense.
Got to stay out of foul trouble tonight, don't you? They're going to throw a lot of players at you, aren't they?
That's right. And, I mean, that's kind of been what we've talked about throughout the postseason, and, I mean, we're going to have to continue tonight.
Final words you're going to say to your young ladies before they take the floor tonight?
Have fun.
All right. That's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians. Coach, good luck tonight in this opening round of 10th region play. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach for the Lady Campbells of Campbell, running coach David Johnson. You're listening to the girls' 10th region basketball tournament right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Clark County and Mason County are in the semifinals on Friday night here. Now we've got Pendleton County in with that 50-48 win over Bracken County. Montgomery County and Campbell County will decide who the fourth team will be here on Friday night. And this series, Montgomery County has dominated. They lead 9-2 all time against Campbell County. They are 5-0 when the two teams have met in regional tournament play. And the last time that that happened was, though, all the way back in 2013. They played in the regional tournament in 2008, 2009, 2011, 2012, 2013. Montgomery County won all of those games. Campbell County won in 2015, and that's the real blowout of the series, really, when the Camels won by 78-44. Other than that, the games have always been pretty close. Statistically, these two teams are very, very equal. They scored about the same. They rebounded about the same. Montgomery County a little bit better shooting the basketball from the field, from the free throw line, but not by a lot. So this looks to be an extremely even game between these two teams. We're going to find out. Right now, Ivan Rawls catching up with Davey Johnson, the head coach of the Camels.
Here with Davey Johnson, head coach, the Lady Camels, Campbell County, your coach. When you come to the regional tournament as a district winner, you expect maybe an easier matchup. You're matched up with a top 20, 25 team in the state. Talk about coming tonight, your feelings with this matchup.
You know, we knew we had a 33% chance to draw Montgomery. But the good news is, being up in Northern Kentucky,
We faced a lot of teams that are top 20, top 25 in the state this year to get us prepared for tonight, and the girls are ready to go.
Talk about this team. They're big. They're athletic. Talk about the style of play that you hope to dictate here tonight.
Obviously, it's to contain the three that they have, Dylan, Jarvis, and Barrier. Man, they're good. They're good. They're big. Like you said, they're athletic. We just got to rebound the ball and take care of it. That's everything.
You've played common opponents this year. Anything you can draw from maybe some of the matchups that you had with those teams and maybe what you see Montgomery County do against those games?
You know, a lot of times coaching girls, too, it's a head game. So, you know, I let them know that, you know, they lost to Notre Dame. They lost to some teams we beat. So I just let them know that, you know, there's no reason why we can't come in here and win tonight.
What are you going to be looking for early in this ball game to maybe spell success for your team?
Madeline Barbian. I think Madeline Barbian can get hot from three, get some good looks. She's been shooting it great because I know they're going to be focused on Izzy. So if Madeline can get some good looks and knock them down and get us going in the right direction.
And finally, Coach, from a scoring range, where do you feel like this game needs to be at for your team to secure a win here tonight?
All of our big wins have been low scoring. So we need to keep this game low and not get in a sprint match or a track meet with Montgomery. So we need to keep this game in the 40s to 50s.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is David Johnson, head coach for the Lady Campbells of Campbell County. We'll take another one-minute timeout right here. We're inside the nine-minute mark here at the Rust-A Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School. We'll take this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Girls 10th Region Basketball Tournament right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Neither one of these teams is really a good three-point shooting team, both about 28% overall, but as with just about everybody, you know, there are certain players who you hope to get the ball in their hands. And right now, the two players are Allie Dillon for Montgomery County and Madeline Barbian for Campbell County. Those two players are shooting the ball extremely well from three-point range, and I think we'll see how those two players go in terms of trying to be able to get the three-point shots and get good looks at the basket early in this game. Her name is Isabella Jayasuriya, J-A-Y-A-S-U-R-I-Y-A. They don't put their names on the back of their jersey. It would not fit for Jayasuriya. But really a very talented player. She averages 13.6 points a game, 6.1 rebounds a game, 5'11". She is only a sophomore, but they'll count on her to be the player that will lead this team. And again, as Coach Johnson said, hoping that Barbian can get some good looks from the three-point line. It is a team with size. 6'2" junior Macy Peoples averages a little under 6 points, a little under six rebounds per game, but she is 6'2", and she'll cause some problems on the inside, certainly, for the Lady Indians when they've got the ball on offense. Montgomery County has got to avoid foul problems in this game. This is not a deep team now. They are, the bench has been kind of decimated here in the over the course of the season. When you've got two freshmen in the starting lineup, and your first player off the bench is a freshman, and your second player is a seventh grader, that tells you a lot about where you are. And we're talking about two seniors, a junior, in Barrier, Dylan, and Savannah Jarvis. And those three players, Montgomery County will depend on doing the bulk of the scoring, really. Any points they get beyond those from Warner and Fouch and Orison and Mays, Dunn and Rout, and Alexis White, the sophomore, is back available tonight after going down with an ankle sprain in the regional championship game, but she is, or rather in the opening round of district tournament play, did not play in the district final, but she is available again. It's going to be an interesting game. There are a lot of dynamics in this contest. The Montgomery County section is across the way from us. The lower level is completely filled. The pep band is in the upper level. The Campbell County fans are on our side of the gym, and as you might expect with the travel distance, Montgomery County has the larger crowd on hand as they try to see if they can get the Lady Indians through the victory tonight and move on to the semifinal round of this tournament. Teams warming up right now. Campbell County, a district champion, and they will be the home team dressed in white uniforms. Jaya Shuria, she's been out of the three-point line putting up a lot of shots from out there. And I'd say that Montgomery County hopes that that's where she gets a lot of her shots tonight rather than her moving inside and taking advantage of that 5'11 frame. Big night certainly for junior Savannah Jarvis for Montgomery County. Lady Indians really need her to perform well. They need a good rebounding night. And as well from Bailey Warner, who is only a freshman. We have seen her show flashes of brilliance. You hope that she kind of comes into her own a little bit tonight to give the Lady Indians a lift in this contest. As the teams put up some final shots, we'll be back and get ready for the introduction of our starting lineups here at the Russ Day Memorial Gym on the Bourbon County campus. We return in 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
And our officials are out of the Louisville area, so people that that we have, there's one official that we've seen quite a bit in state tournaments and things, so I'm sure it's a good officiating crew coming in here tonight. Campbell County in white uniforms with purple numerals trimmed in gold. Montgomery County in their road blue with the red numerals trimmed in white. And the Lady Indian bench down off to our right. Montgomery County will move right to left on your dial here in this opening half of play. There are, again, a lot of things that play in to this game. Montgomery County, Ivan, they can't be shy about taking the ball to the rim, though. You got to, even though they're going to give up a lot of size, they've got to challenge this Campbell County team. Again, we've seen it a lot. You stand back and shoot the three. Well, you talk about rolling the dice. You really are when you do that. You just got to try to get some shots inside. We'll see if the Lady Indians are able to do that and create, at least get it in. Even if you don't get a shot, then get it back out. Take those threes after you've had those entry passes. And let's go down to our public address announcer right now and get the introductions of our starting lineups. The Lady Indians will be introduced first to the crowd here. Teams playing for the right to beat Pendleton County on Friday night in the semifinals of this 10th region tournament.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rust Day Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School for tonight's 2024 10th Region Girls Basketball Tournament quarterfinal matchup between the Montgomery County Lady Indians and the Campbell County Lady Camels. And now let's meet the starters for the home visiting team on the scoreboard, the Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Fouch. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, a 5'11 freshman, number 22, Bailey Warner. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. And at forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. Montgomery County is coached by Dustin High. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Campbell County Lady Camels. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 10, Allison Collins. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 1, Madeline Barbian. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 14, Faith Whitford. At forward, a 6'2 junior, number 5, Macy Peoples. And at forward, a 5'11 sophomore, number 23, Isabella Jasseria. The Lady Camels are coached by Davey Johnson.
So there you have the lineups, and we are ready to go. If I call her Jaya Sharia, that's because that's the way. I mean, when you got all those letters in there, Ivan, I mean, you. But that's the way it rolls off my tongue, and the way it looks on paper is Jaya Sharia.
Yeah, and like I said, I had to say the name last year for Bank, and I have for Mom. Is that okay?
Here's the tip, controlled by Montgomery County, comes back to Fouch, hands back to Barrier, and she'll dribble it across the line, and defensively, it's going to be a man-to-man defense. Barrier over to Warner on the right wing. Goes down into Savannah Jarvis, who puts it up no good. Rebound. Montgomery County battling for it. We're going to jump ball. Possession arrow will send it to Campbell County. But boy, there's Sophie Fouch down there battling for that. And Savannah Jarvis right there on that shot. I mean, again, she just kind of flips it up there. Doesn't really seem to gather herself a lot of times. Montgomery County really needs her to make shots inside.
Yeah, she's going to have a body on her all night. And Montgomery County starts out in a 2-3 zone here, I think, just to kind of play it safe early.
Jai Sharia gives it to Collins, who's out in the perimeter. They're just kind of looking over the defense now. Jai Sharia goes down low. Here's Collins. Now right corner, there's a three on the way that is no good, put up by Whitford, and it's out of bounds to Montgomery County. Faith Whitford, a 5'9 sophomore. Montgomery County gets the ball, and we play 47 seconds, and we don't have a score. Montgomery County, each team has missed a shot. Right corner, Warner fires a three. Good.
That's a big shot. I think that he was surprised when it went in as cleanly as it did right there. The freshman looked in a little bit of amazement there.
They left her wide open, and she didn't hesitate. Now down the right corner, there's Whitford again. Her jump shot is no good, but rebounded by Collins. Jumps it back to Whitford outside. Jai Sharia misses the three. And the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball, and it'll be possession arrow Montgomery County. Jarvis in there battling.
And a big rebound in there just to tie that ball. You don't want to give this team multiple shots at the glass. They'll kill you on second chance opportunities.
Here's Barrier to Fouch. Right corner, Warner will fire three from the other corner. This one's too hard. Rebound.
Uh-oh.
Fouch goes over there and tracks down the ball. In some trouble, goes underneath, and Warner lays it up and in. Fouch found her.
Fouch went after that ball like a missile, Dan. I mean, she got there quicker than anybody else, and that's where, you know, her lack of size helped her.
5-0, Montgomery County. Warner has the first 5 points of this game. We're almost 2 minutes in. Collins dribbles down the lane, flips it up. It doesn't go down. Rebound, Jarvis goes up there. Now battles Campbell County for it. Down to Barrier. She steps into a three right side. It is no good, and Fouch is fouled.
Yep. She got body on body.
She got the big girl Macy Peoples and was blocking her out. And Peoples just kind of took her to the floor. That was 6-2 against 5-3, but Montgomery County ends up getting the ball.
They haven't dealt with anybody like Sophie Fouch this year, I guarantee you.
Into Jarvis, who puts it up no good, and the rebound is taken by Barbary. Down inside, there's Jarvis with a turnover, but then fell out of bounds. Battling Peoples in there. It'll go right back to Campbell County. 5:48 to play, opening quarter. Montgomery County with a 5-0 lead, and here is the there's Peoples falling down right corner, and there is a shot that is no good again by Whitford, but it's rebounded by Peoples way over in the corner. In trouble, Collins, but dribbles back out front, and Campbell resets the offense against a Montgomery County 2-3 zone. Peoples at a high post turns, dumps it over. There's a three by Collins, in and out. Rebound by Jarvis. Montgomery County has it back. Running it down is Jarvis. Right corner, Dillon. Back to Jarvis. Jarvis is going to fire a three out of there. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped way back outside. Battle for it. And Barrier comes up with it for Montgomery County. And Jarvis right side dribbles in. Dumps it off inside. And we get a whistle and a foul on Campbell County. And that's going to be against Whitford. It's W-H-I-T-F-O-R-D. Faith Whitford gets her first foul, second foul on Campbell County. Played almost 3 minutes. Here is Jarvis trying to go inside to Dillon. Not a good pass. Montgomery County turns it over. Here is Yarashura. Dribbles down, gives it off to Collins. Collins looks it over on the dribble right now. Barrier matching up with her in the zone. Fouch. Yarashura goes back over to Collins. Left corner. Whitford's moved to the other side. A little floater off the baseline. No good. Gets the rebound. Puts it in.
There again, that's one of those second chance opportunities right there by Whitford. Montgomery County's got to do a better job keeping them off the offensive glass.
5-2 with 4.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Right corner. Left corner is Warner. Probably got away with a walk there. Rebound, or the ball is picked up, though, by Montgomery County. Now Fouch, left side. Looking for Warner. Gets it to her, but not in a shooting position. Now Jarvis is going to go for the bucket. Gets her shot blocked by Peoples. Rebound saved inbounds. Jarvis puts it up again. No good. And we get a foul on Warner as Peoples got the rebound.
Yeah, right now, Savannah Jarvis is just trying too hard right now. You needed her to kind of calm down a little bit because she's got to make the defenders commit to her because there's going to be length around her all night tonight. So she's got to be prepared for that. And as you say, have a good base on her.
Warner is out, oars it in the game, and Montgomery King goes to the half-court trap. They had a turnover, it looked like, but Collins gets the ball back. Whitford, then she throws it away. It'll be Montgomery County's ball. Campbell County turns it over.
You can tell. Campbell County is really struggling with ball pressure here early, and that's going to be a problem for them if they can't get themselves into half-court offense.
Barrier working against Collins, left side. They're going to leave Orison open. She didn't take the three. Now they go inside to Jarvis. Turns. Goes up off the glass. Missed the shot. Rebound is picked up by Jarashuria. She has the she comes out with the rebound. Mays is going to come in for Montgomery County. This pass in the left corner. Drive the baseline. Whitford. Now gives it out to Peoples. Long cross-court pass. Right corner. Jarashura fires a three. That's no good. Rebound. Jarvis goes up and gets it for the Lady Indians. Campbell County struggling making field goals, but the Indians are too. Here is Orison, left wing, passes up the three. Then they get Barrier involved there.
Yeah, they got to get a shot for her or Dillon.
Here's Fouch, and there is Jarvis for a three that is no good. And the rebound, Jarashura, tracks it down in the corner. Campbell County Peoples, at Barrier, had a turnover, but able to get it back. Are the Lady Camels, and they've got it right now. Collins down 5-2. Low scoring start. Team struggling. Defense is playing hard, but here is Whitford out on the left wing. Goes across the floor and gives, or rather, Whitford over here as Barbarian down low, and they get it to Peoples, who goes in with the left hand, lays it up and in.
They show patience in the half court. They'll have opportunities like if they move the ball.
5-4. Kermit County led 5-0. It's 5-4 now. We've got 2:13 to play. Dillon, right wing, long pass over to Barrier. Has to send it back out to Fouch. Orison, ball fake. Goes up in the lane. Peoples.
That had to be a foul. That had to be a foul. A
lot of contact there. Peoples comes away with a rebound.
You've got to reward the offensive player there.
Minute 56 to go. Warren's going to come back in. A three on the left corner is no good. And Orison had the rebound and lost
foul
it. Fouch gets it, and there was a foul.
Man.
That's going to be on Peoples. That'll be her second.
And she should have gotten that second down on the other end. But boy, that takes some length out of the game here. Peoples is wondering what's going wrong. I'm like, you really got away with one on the other end of the floor earlier.
Augsback, Kendall Augsback, a 5'7 eighth grader, is in the game for Campbell County right now. And they also have into the game Stella Backman, a 5'10 eighth grader. Young players in. Dillon goes into Jarvis, turns inside, forced up the shot, no good. And she hits the deck. The rebound is taken by Collins. Minute 28 to go, 5-4. Collins gets away from Barrier, goes up from 14, missed the shot. Jarvis comes away with the rebound. Lady Indians have it again. Missing so many opportunities early, Ivan.
Yeah.
And here's Barrier going through the lane, fouled by Collins. And that'll be her first, and team foul number four. Only 1:14 to play in the quarter. So free throw opportunities may not come for the Lady Indians. And now Coach Davey Johnson is going to get Josie Feeback, a 5'5 freshman in the game, coming in for Collins. Here is Dillon looking to get it in. Looking and looking and sends it to Jarvis down inside, puts it up and in off the glass. Finally, able to connect is Jarvis. And Montgomery County leads by 3-7-4. We got a minute 5 to play in the quarter. Jarvis had missed 8 shots to start the game. And now out front, Dillon is called for the foul, and Allie looks to the official like, really?
Yeah.
Dillon, but that's only the second foul on Montgomery County, the first on Dillon.
I think that first step there kind of caught Allie off guard, didn't realize how quick.
Addie Davis, a 5'5 eighth grader, is into the game for the Camels. Guy Shura sends it in backcourt, so Mays, there's a seventh grader for Montgomery County, an eighth grader for Campbell County. Going one-on-one. And they get it back to Jair Shura against Dillon. Jair Shura way out on the floor, wants to drive. Going to head for the basket. We got a blocking foul on Dillon. It'll be her second foul.
Yeah, that's tough. You know,
that's a tough call.
Good of a defender. Allie can be out on the floor.
Dillon's going to come in, be replaced by Fouch. So Montgomery County now with a seventh grader and two freshmen in the lineup right now, but Campbell County has some young players too. The eighth grader feedback to get it in. Looking. Bounces it down low to Jair Shura. Jarvis blocks the shot. Rebound. Warner in there. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Campbell County, but great job by Montgomery County of battling in there.
The best block shot blocker in the region in Jarvis this year.
Here is again, feedback to get it in. Looking. Sends it way out deep. The ball is knocked away. Montgomery County gets it on the turnover. Barrier runs off to Jarvis. Stops, goes under, lays it up too hard. Missed the layup and the rebound taken by Davis. Back the other way. Jair Shure is going to go all the way. And we're going to get a foul on Warner. And they're going to give Jair Shure two shots on that. Now they're going to call on Jarvis. Jarvis gets her first. And Jair Shura, who has not scored. Jair Sharia. It's going to come out different ways, different times. I can't control it.
Well, they'll let you call
Jair Sharia.
You can call her Izzy. That's what her teammates call her.
Free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the game. And now she can cut the lead to one. 25.9 seconds left to play.
Did you see
in this opening quarter.
You see how big the defenders of Montgomery County's eyes got when they saw her coming down towards the lane? I mean, she is no small lady.
7-6 as Jair Sharia makes both free throws. Here's Mays, left wing. She's going to fire three up there, and it's no good. Warner had the rebound. That's a foul, and it goes out of bounds. I mean, Warner's going to get that rebound. Jair Sharia bumped her. It goes out of bounds, and Campbell County will play it. Campbell County can take the lead here with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Davis brings it down. Gives it on the left side, Backman. Backman trying to drive on Warner. Couldn't get through. Hands it off to Augsburg. Clock at 4. Feedback goes in. Shot is blocked out of bounds with 2.5 seconds to go.
Watch out now. They're going to go offensive substitution right here. It's Campbell County Coach Johnson. He's going to bring
everybody back in.
Yeah.
4 substitutes come in.
Coach
Jai Sharia never left.
Coaching possessions right now.
Here's the inbounds. Collins looking. Long time. Jai Sharia fires a 3. Good. Down the top of the key. Had a hand in her face, but she makes it. Campbell County goes on top for the first time of the game. 9-7 at the end of the opening quarter. Both teams struggling offensively. We'll be back. Second quarter action in just a minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Free throws and made them, and that's the difference in the game right now. Both teams really struggling shooting the basketball in that first quarter. Montgomery County 3 of 17, Campbell County 3 of 15. Here's Warner, goes down into Jarvis, who went right through her hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, right now Savannah, I think, kind of mentally not all there. She's been doing a good job on the glass with the Lady Indians, but you know, the early struggle shooting the ball has kind of really thrown her off her game.
Here is Jai Sharia, left side. Backman down the corner. Back out to Collins. They're just floating it around the zone. Now skip pass over on the left wing. Back to Jai Sharia, right corner. Whitford fires a 3 that's no good. The rebound taken by Barrier. Montgomery County to Jarvis. Jarvis is going to run down the middle. Got back tapped by Whitford. Campbell County has it back again. Collins right side. They've got her double and foul on Jarvis, and that's her second.
Yeah, that's a big foul.
Montgomery County in trouble. Four is in with fouls, and Dillon is in there with 2, and now Jarvis is going to come out of the game with 2 fouls. And
well, that's huge.
Yeah.
She was going to stay in there as long as she could if she didn't get in foul trouble. And, you know, Coach... Coach Justin High knows that it's going to really change what they do on the boards.
2-3 zone, and Barrier's trying to kind of keep that middle clogged up as best she can from the point position. There's Collins for a 3 that's no good, hard off the glass, and Orison comes out of there with the rebound. Runs it down. Orison gives it to Barrier, back to Orison. Orison puts it on the deck, goes up from 13 feet, banks it up too hard. Rebound, fouls, gets it, tried to put it back up and got fouled.
Yeah, Sophie, early on. You know, really getting ourselves in position for rebounds. And a good look there by Laura Lee Orison there. I thought she did a great job with the ball fake. Got a better shot.
Her second team's first of the quarter.
See if Fouch can make free throws. The freshman is. She doesn't score a lot of points. Gets a high number of rebounds for her size. And the free throw is up and no good.
She scores the hustle points. Those are the points that don't show up in the paper. Those are the hustle points that Sophie's going to give you.
6:42 left in the first half. It is 9-7. It has been a...
These are two quality defensive teams.
Fouch's second free throw, and it is no good. The rebound's knocked out of bounds by Orison, so Campbell County will play it with a 2-point lead. Lady Indians are 3 of 18. Campbell County is 3 of 17. My math, I think, says that's 6 of 35 if you want to. And that is down around the 18% mark collectively for the two teams shooting the ball. Collins. Whitford, they go down low. Jair Shree, oh, she didn't, gives it back outside, and the three ball is no good, but it's rebounded by Campbell County. They're able to get it back. And now a turnover on the Camels. Lead pass, Orison goes under, puts it up, and it rolled off. And the rebound is picked up by Barbary. And so Montgomery County still looking for points. Down by two. We got 6 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Boy, the touches. There's a ball knocked in backcourt, but Campbell County goes and gets it.
Great read there by Sophie Fausto. Get her hands on that ball.
Here is Barbian on the left wing, but Collins has it right now beyond the top of the key. The 1-2. We hope we're back now. Lost you there for a minute, and it's 12-7, Campbell County down the baseline. The ball knocked out of bounds by Dillon. It'll be played by Campbell County down the baseline. Mays is going to come in replacing Warner. Boy, Montgomery County has got a young, they've got two seniors in there, but they've got a seventh and two freshmen, and they're very small right now. Going for the basket and putting it up, no good, but the rebound taken by Campbell County. Back up again, and Orison gets the rebound. Off those missed shots by Feeback. And Barrier, a long three that's no good. Fouch battling for the rebound, but just saves it into Augsburg. Campbell County has it. Over on the left side, here's Collins. Three-point line, drives into the lane. A floater is up, and it's no good. And the rebound, Campbell County out. There's a three that's put up, no good by Feeback. And Mays has the rebound for the Lady Indians. Mays brings it down, gives to Fouch. 4:08 to play in the half. Montgomery County has not scored in a long time.
Well, these young players, though, from Montgomery County have done a great job of getting bodies on bodies. That time it was Laura Lee Orson that cleared out the floor for Montgomery County to get that rebound.
2-3 zone for the Camels, and they try to go inside to Dillon. It's knocked away, but May's able to get it back. Barrier trying to penetrate. Goes for the bucket. Lost it. It's down the floor. Bounce gets it. And they call a jump ball when Campbell County had nobody with hands on the ball that time. Campbell County is going to get the ball. Montgomery County with their sixth turnover this first half. And Coach Dustin High right now, he's just trying to weather the storm. 3:41 to go in the half.
Yeah, you're trying to see how far can you go without this game getting out of hand.
Camels on the offensive end. They get it in a high post. They're putting it down. And I thought she walked, but putting up the shot is Brockman.
Call a foul on Allie Dillon.
And that's Dillon's third foul.
Yep.
So Warner has to come back in. So Dillon's going to be out of the game. 3:29 to go in the first half with three fouls. And it's Brockman at the free throw line for two shots. And the free throw is up and good.
You're losing a lot of experience, Dan, you know, when you go down this Montgomery County bench with these fouls, Dillon and Jarvis being out now.
Well, Barrier right now kind of feels like a lone Indian out there. I mean, she's got teammates, but they're all freshmen. Here's a missed shot. Barrier with the rebound. 13-7 underneath Fouch. Goes for the basket. Gets her shot blocked by Brockman, and Brockman comes away with it. Fouch trying to attack the basket. Left wing, there's a ball fake, forcing up a shot that does not go down. But the rebound, Jairus Shuria comes out and gets it. And there's Jairus Shuria with a three-point shot. She has 8 points, and Montgomery County takes a timeout. Down 16-7 with 3:02 left to play in the first half. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Only 3:02 left to play in the first half. The Lady Indians only have 7 points, down 16-7. And again, you've got Dillon with 3 fouls. You've got Jarvis with 2. Warner has only 1, but she's been on the bench a lot. You've got Barrier and Jarvis back in the game now. Warner, Orison, and Fouch. Fouch on the right side looking. Orison wanted that ball. Here's Jarvis back to Fouch. Drives on the right side. Sends it back out to Warner. Now Jarvis. Jarvis hesitates. Fires a 3. No good. She has no confidence right now, Ivan.
Yeah. And when you hesitate on
Sharia with the ball.
When you hesitate on that shot, you don't take that shot. I mean, you've got to get yourself to where you're in a rhythm.
2:30 to play in the first half. Jaya Sharia down the left corner. Drives the baseline. The ball is tipped, and Montgomery County comes up with it. Turnover on Campbell County. Can the Lady Indians score? They have not scored in so long. There's a foul. Out front on Josie Feeback. That's her first.
If you're Montgomery County, you've got to know you can turn this Campbell County team over. But now you've just got to get yourself into a rhythm offensive. We saw this in this opening game here tonight where Bracken County abandoned getting their best player shots. And Hayden Berry's got to get some shots.
Yeah, she's taking 2 threes, and they weren't really the best of shots. Jarvis for a 3, and it's no good. And the rebound is taken by Fouch. Montgomery County able to get it back. Now the ball off in backcourt, but Barrier able to get it back. Barrier's going to try to drive. Sends it to Warner. She drives toward the basket. Hooks it back to Orison. Orison penetrates. Goes for the bucket and gets fouled by Jaira Sharia, I believe. Trying to put that shot up.
I tell you, you really like what Laura
That's her first.
What Laura Lee Orison has done, though, Dan. You know, a lot of young players would probably take those shots, you know, and they wouldn't be a great shot for them. And not saying that Laura Lee can't shoot the 3. She's more comfortable going to the basket, and she's using that ball fake to do so.
And Orison makes the free throw, and Montgomery County breaks a long scoring drought that I think is right at 9 minutes.
Yeah.
They had a 7-4 lead, and now down 16-8. Orison puts another shot up and in. Orison really,
yeah.
You sense that she's kind of starting to come into her own.
Well, the more time that she's gotten at the varsity level, I think the more comfortable she's gotten.
She's guarding Collins. A long pass into the left corner, backing up and firing a 3 that is no good off the top of the board. Jarvis with the rebound. Off that miss by Augsburg. The Lady Indians trying to cut into this lead now with 1:30. Barrier, a long 3. It's no good. Rebound, Warner has it, but falls on the floor, trying to come out of there with it. Able to clear it to Orison, who puts his shot up no good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds by Campbell County. Montgomery County is going to get it.
Oh, what a great job of, you know, Montgomery County just competing. That time Hayden Barrier came in to knock that ball free from what looked like would have been a defensive rebound for Campbell County.
1:23 to play in the half, 16-9 Campbell County. Lady Indians with Barrier to Warner. Warner couldn't get a shot. Orison, Jarvis. Jarvis is going to fire a 3, and it's no good. An air ball.
I mean,
goes out of bounds. And
you say shooter shoot. She's not a shooter. And so she's got to get that out of her mindset. I mean, you don't ever want to rein somebody in, but she's not taking good shots now. She's just shooting for the sake of shooting. And a great job by the freshman of Sophie Pouch, you know, is well beyond her years and the way she approaches the game.
Here's the Campbell County offense. Collins making a move into the lane, feed it back. Jaira Sharia, 3, no good. Rebound is taken by Brockman, so they get it right back. 57 seconds to go. Down the lane, there's a little floater that's up and no good. Rebound, Jair Sharia saves it in. After that miss by Davis, Campbell County gets it back. 45 seconds to go. Now Davis will dribble with the ball at long range. Penetrates, gives back to Collins and Campbell County right now. Montgomery County has a possession arrow. The Camels want to play for the last shot, I think. That's the indication. They're up 16-9. I mean, if I were them, I'd be keeping the pedal to the metal.
Well, you know.
I'm not trying to coach for Coach Johnson. But
you want to get some distance, but at the same time, you've seen how well Montgomery County has been able to keep themselves in this game despite the unfortunate circumstances.
Collins, 13 seconds to go. Davis, Jair Sharia. Here's Davis penetrating. Jair Sharia takes it, moves toward the basket, flips it up, no good. And the rebound, Barrier, battling Barrier, comes out of there with it for the Lady Indians. And a long shot at the buzzer is no good, and we have reached halftime. And the Lady Indians have not hit double figures, but somehow through the foul trouble, they're down by only seven here at halftime. It's 16-9. Campbell County over Montgomery County at the break. The Lady Indians average 55.7 points per game, Ivan. They got a long way to go to get there in this one. We'll be back right after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
It's halftime, and we have some halftime.
There's a scholarship. There's a $500 scholarship, I think, that they.
Congratulations, Whitley, on your scholarship.
And it's Whitley Jacobs, I believe.
Yeah, they got it from Montgomery County's
cheerleader, so congratulations to her. Individual scoring in the first half, and it won't take long. We didn't have many. 25 points between the two teams. Jaya Sharia, 8 points. She had a pair of threes. She was only two of seven from the field and 2 of 2 from the line to get her 8 points. Then we had 3 points for Josie Feeback. She came off the bench and hit a three. Two apiece for Faith Whitford, who was 1 of 7 from the field. Macy Peoples, who picked up a couple of fouls in the first half, made her only field goal, but went to the bench with those two fouls, had 2 points. Stella Brockman with 1 point, and Allison Collins, 0 for 4 from the field. Augsback was 0 for 2 from the field. Addie Davis missed her only field goal attempt. Those were the players who saw action. 8 players into the game for Campbell County in the first half. Montgomery County played seven. Three scored. Bailey Warner got five quick points. Montgomery County led 5-0. So they've been outscored 16-4. Warner hit two or three field goal attempts to get those five early. Then you had 2 points for Savannah Jarvis, although 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. She was 1 of 13 from the field. And Laura Orison hit a pair of free throws to get two. Hayden Barrier had three three-point attempts and did not score. Allie Dillon did not get a shot and has three fouls and did not score. And Reagan Mays was 0 for 1 and did not score. Well, we'll look at those other statistics for you, the team stats. They're not going to be very pretty either for either team, but we'll have those for you when we come back to the Rust Day Gym. We're at Bourbon County. It's halftime. The Lady Camels of Campbell County have a 16-9 lead on Montgomery County here at halftime. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Lady Indians were 3 of 26 from the field in the first half, 11%. Campbell County, 5 of 28, 17%. Lady Indians made 1 of 11 threes. Campbell County made 3 of 14. 2 of 4 from the line for the Tribe, 3 of 4 from the line for the Camels. Campbell County, a 25-22 rebound advantage. So the Lady Indians with Jarvis leading the way with 6 rebounds, but she was on the bench a lot. And how about Fouchhead? Fouch had 6 rebounds in the first half for Montgomery County. Helped them play close, and then turnovers, 6 on the Indians, 5 on the Camels. Montgomery County could turn this team over, Ivan, as you said. They have a chance to get, would I say get back in the game? You feel like they're out of the game because they haven't been able to score, but we'll see. Fouls can play a big role. Dillon with 3, Jarvis with 2.
But they're in this zone, and so there's no reason why they can't navigate the foul situation. You know, whether it's the 2-3 or the 1-3, they've given trouble to this Campbell County. I feel like Campbell County's settled for a lot of jump shots that they didn't necessarily have to take. And so it's not like Campbell County has just came and just took the game away from the Lady Indians. I think they've taken advantage of opportunities off of the offensive glass, and a lot of that happened. It was because Savannah Jarvis and Allie Dillon was out of there, and that's a lot of the link on this Montgomery County team as it's constructed right now. Montgomery County come out here, they get the ball to start the second half. They come out and get a good look at the basket, and all of a sudden, you got a a five-point game or a four-point game, depending on, you know, if they hit a two or a three here. And then things really can change because, hey, they might decide, Montgomery County might decide, on a made basket here, maybe we go to some kind of full-court pressure to see if we can't speed them up a little bit, make them make a few more turnovers. See, we haven't seen that tonight because Montgomery County had made baskets. You haven't made baskets, so you don't know if a full-court press would work or not. You know, Coach High may be saving that for some point in time in the game. He may not go with it initially just because of the foul situation. But, hey, if you can make a couple of baskets, maybe that is, you know, the antidote or the remedy to you know, their ails right now. But we don't know that until we start putting the ball in the hoop.
Don't forget, Mr. Farmer, it's that time of the year. You need to make sure your equipment's ready to go. Montgomery Tractor Sales on the Winchester Road. They've got the equipment. They've got the service personnel. They would love to see you come in and let them help you have a great year out on the farm. If you need that new lawn tractor, they've got it for you, Montgomery Tractor Sales. It's a great place to go. And remember, Montgomery Tractor Sales is the home for the New Holland PowerStar Series tractors, and they'd love to just sit down with you first, go over all the dynamics of that tractor and that tractor series, and try to help you pick out the very best model for your operation. Here we go. Montgomery County will have the ball moving left to right on your dial in the second half, and looks like both teams have their starting lineups back in there, and Jarvis has it outside right now. Warner, top of the key, over to Dillon. They're looking into Jarvis. They come to Barrier. Barry puts it on the deck. Back to Dillon, who fires a three that banks in. Hey, you'll take him any way you can get him right now.
Absolutely.
Her first points of the game is 16-12.
Let's see if that doesn't change it. They back into that 2-3 zone.
Here is pass inside of Peoples. Jarvis knocks it away. Montgomery County takes it away. Lady Indians with the ball. Here's Barrier. Going to drive. Goes all the way to the basket. Wrap around pass to Fouch, who puts it up no good, but got fouled. And Fouch is going to shoot two as Whitford gets her third foul.
And again, Dan, you saw it. Montgomery County pushed the ball up off of the steal. And, you know, this Campbell County team, all of a sudden, they're kind of looking around like, ooh, wait a minute, what's happening?
Fouch spins that ball around, puts a free throw up, and it's no good. She's 0 for 3. She's only 5'2". I mean, I always say, I mean, you know, it's just a long way up there when you're 5'2".
I swear sometimes you're the father of the little chicken. Because you diagrammed all these in your head over the year. You're the father of the little chicken. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
See if somebody can make one here. Puts it in. She has her first point. And Montgomery County is within three at 16-13. So here we go. Allie Dillon is out of the point of the 1-3-1. Collins across the timeline. They try to cover her up. Jair Sharia gets it. Long range. She doesn't really want to handle the ball out there. And here is Collins driving in. Hooks a pass to Peoples, who's on the three-point line. Now Jair Sharia is wide open for a three that bounces off. And the rebound. Players hit the deck. The ball goes out of bounds. And apparently it was touched last by Jarvis, so Campbell County will get it.
And very fortunate there. Well, look, it's such a soft touch. That ball might fall in for Jair Sharia, but it didn't.
They inbound it down the baseline. Jair Sharia dribbles right across the key. Warner's with her. Pass comes over. Whitford dribbling with it. Montgomery County switching off. Whitford in trouble, and Campbell County takes a timeout.
Not having that point guard. We've seen in the first game tonight between Bracken and Pendleton County, you had two point guard handlers. Right now, it's by committee for the Lady Camels of Campbell County. You saw where they struggled there.
Timeout on the floor. Thanks to all of our sponsors who are with us throughout the season here on WMST, AM and FM, and all for the people listening online. We're glad to have you along, and we'll be with you throughout the rest of this week, early next week, the boys' regional tournament, and then the girls' state tournament that will begin a week from tomorrow, and the boys' state tournament the week after that. And a lot of basketball coming your way, exciting time of the year, and we've got you covered right here on the Gateway Sports Network. Campbell County with the ball. They inbound it right off to our left. Collins with it. Jair Sharia takes it. Montgomery County in 1-2-2. Now Dillon has dropped down inside, and Fouch is out on the point. They dump it over on the left wing. Over there with the ball is now Collins takes it top of the key. Jair Sharia, long skip pass on the left side. over there. Cut off his backliner, take away by Dillon. Dillon runs down and she threw it away, trying to get it over the barrier. Campbell County able to get it back. 6:20 to go. Here's Collins. Yaya looking, doesn't have anything. Peoples is down low. Jarvis trying to keep her covered up. Peoples does not score a lot. Averages under six a game. Here's Collins with it. Beyond the top of the key. They float it to Peoples. Now right corner. Whitford fires a three that is no good, and Fouch goes up and out, battles Peoples for the rebound.
Does that make any sense?
It does not make
draw
any
sense. Draw that up.
Yeah. Here's Barrier with it. 5:47 to go. Fouch left corner is going to fire a three. Good.
There she is.
Dopey Fouch ties the game. Montgomery County starts on a 7-0 run to begin the second half in 2.5 minutes, and we're back all even where we began. Look, at 16 apiece.
And look how happy the senior Hayden Barrier is for her teammate Sophie Fouch.
Here is Peoples. Peoples down the lane. A little floater off the glass is no good. The rebound is saved inbounds and then out of bounds off Peoples.
Yeah, it, this goes back to Dan. You know, like I said, Campbell County didn't take this game when they had an opportunity. And that's why I felt like Montgomery County would have a chance if they could just make one or two shots to get back in this ball game.
Jarvis. To Warner out of the perimeter right now. There's Jarvis breaking through. They get it to her. She almost lost it. Gets it back. Now looking. She's needs somebody to help. Goes to Fouch. Fouch can't get a shot away inside there. Back to Jarvis. Savannah puts it on the deck. Goes inside. Flips it up. No good. Rebound Warner. Goes back up and in.
Well, these freshmen have played huge tonight, Dan.
And Montgomery County has the lead at 18-16. A 9-0 run in the first 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the second half. Down inside, they get it to Whitford, and now Barrier almost had a steal. Collins gets it. Montgomery County has scored as many points here in the first, really, 3 minutes of the second half as they did the entire first half. Now they go inside. Brockman going for the bucket, flips it up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, and that was a good look. They moved the ball. They stayed patient.
And that is the first time we've been tied in the game at 18 apiece. Barrier cut off. Dillon. Dillon puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket. Goes inside and gets fouled by Peoples. And two shots as Peoples gets her third foul. And Dillon will go to the line.
Attack that basket. Attack that interior. You know, this is a, it's like I said, this is a long team. Campbell County, but
free throw by Dillon is good. Dillon didn't have a shot in the first half. Has 4 points here in the first 4 minutes of the second half and puts Montgomery County back into the lead, 19-18. And rolls another one in.
Like that one was going to be short, but he got there and left just to kick over the top of the rim there.
20-18. Here is Guy Sharia across the timeline, gives to Collins. Now they just look in at this zone defense. Whitford deep in the left corner, dribbling around with it. Goes to Brockman, try to drive in, nothing there to Whitford. Whitford in trouble, bounces it back down to Brockman. Brockman looking, she's double-teamed, and it's out of bounds.
They only want to take
off
one
Montgomery
dribble.
County.
They only want to take one dribble. If you've got a team that only wants to take one dribble and pick it up, they are going to struggle offensively.
Peoples is out as Feeback has come back into the game, but again, Feeback at 5'5". Peoples is 6'2". Yair Sharia, high post to Brockman, who walked, who got away with it, goes for the basket, blocked by Jarvis, and Fouch has another rebound. Montgomery County coming down with a 2-point lead. Wow. Under the basket is Warner. Ball fake goes up, puts it in.
And went through contact with Bailey Warner there, boy. Wow.
22-18, Montgomery County. Down low, Brockman. Feeback, Collins. For Jair Sharia, three out of the right corner is good.
And she got fouled.
And she got fouled.
By Jarvis. Oh, wow. Jair Sharia. She is that good.
And the foul is on Jarvis, and that's her third. Jair Sharia now with 11 points.
Just can't jump out in that situation. If you're Jarvis, you know you're late getting out there.
Orson and Mays are in. Fouch and Jarvis are out. And now a chance to tie the game with a 4-point play is Jair Sharia, and she does. And she's got a dozen. We are deadlocked at 22. Second tie of the game. 3 minutes to play third quarter. Barrier out front against Feedback. Goes over to Dillon. Dillon looking. Goes to Orison. Now Barrier on the left wing.
That's a foul.
Yeah, they hit her right on the arm. Down here's Mays. Gashery on her. Bounces it back to Barrier. Barrier puts it on the deck. Goes all the way through. Flips it up and it doesn't go down.
Got
we get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Collins.
Yeah, she just got underneath Dillon right there.
Collins gets her second foul. Montgomery County will inbound. 2:40 to go in the quarter. Dillon sends it out to Barrier. Hayden Barrier needs to score, I think, just for her own peace of mind. Has not scored in the game. Barrier is fouled out front. And that foul is going to be on Feedback. And it is true that Barrier pushed off after she got fouled.
Yeah, the foul had already occurred.
And then Feedback really trying to
be physical.
Yeah, be physical with Barrier. That's the reason she's in the game right now. Barrier driving. Can't get through. Orison out to Jarvis, down to May. She's going to try three. No good. And there, Josh Aria had Orison, a hand on Orison to keep her from getting the ball. Goes out of bounds to Campbell County.
And although Reagan Mays didn't make that shot, I liked her confidence level. It didn't look like it was a rush shot. I mean, that was a good-looking shot for her.
2:15 to go in the third quarter. Tied at 22. Whitford drives in on the left side, throws it up. No good, but a rebound. Brockman puts it back up and in. Opportunistic basket by Brockman. And Campbell County has regained the lead at 24-22 for the last six. Barrier sends it to Orison, who's a little ball fake, and she got fouled by Jair Sharia. Her second. Two shots are coming for Laura Lee Orison.
Great look by Hayden Barrier. Great catch by Laura Lee Orison. A lot of times in that situation, your nerves get the best of you when you're wide open like that.
Orison trying to tie the game with a minute 54 to go in the third quarter. Free throws up and good. Fouch is going to come back in for Orison if she makes his free throw. Orison's second free throw, and this one's no good. Brockman with a rebound, so the lead is one for Campbell County. They have the ball with a minute 48 to play third quarter. Game Montgomery County in the zone. Feedback, driving right side, Jair Sharia, way out on the right side, out to Collins. Jair Sharia drifts deeper in the left corner, or into the right corner. Now they come left corner. Whitford drives the baseline, feeds it off. Brockman, Jair Sharia, an open three that is no good, and the rebound taken by Collins, and then it's lost out of bounds. Oh, it was, I think Collins hit that ball last.
Yeah, it was close.
Official already called and took his eye off of it.
Extremely close. From my perspective.
Now Orison is out as back into the game comes Fouch. Entry pass. They look, they get it in and lay up.
Miscommunication there defensively.
Whitford, only her second field goal. Campbell County with a 3-point advantage. 26-23 down to Mays. Deep left corner, backs up. She fires a three. It is no good. The rebound, Fouch. Dunsey gets it for Montgomery County. Gives back Mays with it. Mays in trouble. And had it taken away from her. Just a strength play there. Davis for Campbell County puts it up off the glass and it goes in. Campbell County is back out by five, 28-23. Montgomery County had a 22-18 lead. Here's Barrier. Going to try to go through the defense, but can't. Feedback is. She gets called for traveling.
Feedback's been doing a good job of just distracting Hayden Barrier. They've got to get her in more of that pick-and-roll action so she can kind of get freed up against that pressure.
42 seconds to go here in the quarter. Mays will come out of the game now and be replaced. You've got the starting five back in for Montgomery County right now.
Possession arrow favors Campbell County here, too.
Here is Feedback. They're going to run this clock down with a 5-point lead. They're going to take the last shot of the quarter and get the ball again. That's what their hopes are. Clock at 25 seconds. So Montgomery County made a move. They got up 22-18 But now they've been outscored 10-1.
Got to keep a count where Josh Aria is here.
14 seconds to go. Warner trying to fade back in a little bit. And here is the ball down the left corner. Whitford. Whitford with 4 seconds to go. Davis sends it back on the outside. Brockman blocked by Barrier.
Great job.
And the quarter comes to an end. Excellent defensive play by Hayden Barrier. The third quarter comes to an end, but in the end, after Montgomery County finally gets the offense going a little bit, but Campbell County comes back, and they lead it by 5 as we get ready for fourth quarter action when we come back in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
We got 8 minutes to go here for Montgomery County to just see if they can come up somehow with enough offense having to win this game. It's not going to be easy.
It really isn't. Montgomery County's got to get back to where they can get the extra possessions.
Whitford trapped down in the corner. Gets back out to Collins. They double her. She's in trouble. We got a jump ball.
Got a timeout before.
Timeout taken by Campbell County. 7:49 to go, so 11 seconds into the final period. The Lady Indians force a timeout to be taken, and we'll take a timeout too. We'll return to the Rust Day Gymnasium in Bourbon County in just 1 minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. Campbell County with the ball in backcourt. Montgomery County is going to press. And foul called on Barrier.
That was a light bump. I mean, I'm going to say there wasn't a bump.
Collins, the Barrier's first foul.
But that, I mean, there wasn't anything here, I think, that warranted a foul. I mean, that's... I mean, you had a player that was just running for their life to the sideline.
Josh Aria inbounds. They double her. Josh Aria gets it. Long pass over to Peoples, who's beyond the three-point line. Now Collins. Collins trying to dribble in and backs away. Campbell County, they look like they're just, can we run the clock out?
Five-second count.
Yeah. They're guarding her.
I was thinking to myself, you know, we're back in the NASCAR season, and you're just trying to see, do I have enough gas to get to the checkered flag? And that's the way they're playing right now. They're hoping that they can get to the checkered flag before running out of gas with this lead.
Lady Indians really need a basket here. Long pass to Fouch, and Josh Aria knocks it out of bounds.
You know, they stay in this man, you know, looks like they will, maybe. Yeah. They've got to get to some of that pick and roll action to try to help Barrier get free.
Entry pass. It comes into Fouch, way out near the left hash. He will balance the floor. And again, now Collins is guarding Barrier. Barrier's going to come get the ball. They almost take it away from her. Barrier goes down inside to Dillon, who tried a little reverse layup and got fouled by Whitford.
There's Warner on a nice backdoor cut.
Oh, it's going to be on Peoples. They called a foul on the wrong player, really.
They're going to talk about it. The officials coming over there, sure.
They're going to talk it over.
The
I
right
think
number.
They'll come back and. But I don't know. You know, I don't know if the other official is going to be able to. It is going to be on one, so that's good. That's the right call. That's on.
That was the
Barbian. Barbian gets her first foul.
That was the lead official, and the official that was, you know, we've said has state tournament experience.
Warner's free throw is up and good. Warner looked confident there, putting in her 10th point of the game.
And another nice game. Betty Warner.
The freshman will try to cut the lead to 3 with 7:08 to go, and it's good. 28-25. Jaya Sharia. We'll walk it down. The sophomore at 5'11" and gets across the timeline and now leaves it. Peoples is way out front. Peoples, Jai Sharia goes in. They go for the basket. Stops, cut off. Turns, missed the shot. Fouch battling for that rebound. Collins is able to get it back. Campbell County recovers. 6:40 left. Peoples guarded out front by Jarvis. Hands to Brockman, who's really played well here in the second half. Over to Collins on the right wing. Bounce with her. Here is Collins spinning around. They're not really attacking the basket.
They don't want a shot unless it's a layup. That's the way they're looking at it right now.
Here is Collins, right baseline. 10-foot jumper rolls off. Barrier goes and gets a rebound. Big rebound right there. Montgomery County down. Barrier stops and goes. They cut her off. Jarvis. Right corner, Dillon for a 3, no good. Rebound taken by Whitford.
That was a case of just where Allie hasn't gotten looks tonight. She probably
it's only her second attempt. Hit one, now she's missed one. Banked the other one in. 5:50 to play. Brockman. Peoples. Well, I still kind of believe this plays into Montgomery County's hands, the fact that they are not trying to attack the basket at all. Peoples. It may work. We'll see. Whitford dribbling. Peoples threw it away. Fouch intercepted. Yeah. Here is Jarvis. And Jarvis is going to go right for the basket. Off to Warner, who gets fouled going up.
Collins from behind.
Collins gets her third foul.
What a great look there by Jarvis. Didn't panic. She knew she was under attack from behind. But kept her calm and made the right pass to Bailey Warner.
Her third, team second.
So Warner, who has 11 points tonight, the free throw no good off the back of the iron.
That one went up hot. You could tell early on that one.
Warner now 2 of 3 from the line.
And don't overcorrect here.
5:19 to play. And that was no good. And the rebound by Brockman. Well, have we seen, first game we saw a ton of free throws missed. Some big ones here. The lead is 3 for Campbell County. Jair Sharia, left corner to Peoples. Back to Jair Sharia now, who's moved to the left wing. Goes, gets a screen. Goes to Brockman. Brockman out to Peoples. Collins. Jair Sharia is going to fire a 3. That is no good. And the rebound, Jarvis has it for Montgomery County. Lady Indians with another chance.
And the shot you didn't need if you're Campbell County.
Barrier going for the basket off to Warner, who lays it in.
Great catch, but a great find by Hayden Barrier.
28-27, and Montgomery County is going to take a timeout with 4:40 to go as they're back within one again. Montgomery County and Campbell County, I think, have each taken 2 timeouts, each with 3 left. We got a long way to go, folks. 4:40. Camels lead it by 1, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month, beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
How about Annie Davis in the game? A 5'5 eighth grader for Campbell County.
She's your relief to handle the ball. That's the thing about it. Yeah. You're relying on her to be a primary ball handler in this case if you're Coach Davey Johnson. So, yeah, you're asking a lot for her in this situation.
Here we go. Campbell County is going to inbound. Montgomery County is going to pick up all over the floor. I haven't talked about this, so see if it comes to Davis, and Davis is working it up and gets it across the timeline, moves all the way in. Collins, left corner, Jai Sharia. So the Camels with a one-point lead and 4.5 to play. Jai Sharia charged.
Great job of Bailey Warner. Jai Sharia earlier had Bailey Warner on her and got by her. So I think she felt like, oh, I've got a step on her. And that time, Bailey Warner did a little flex there at the end. I liked it. But she learned from that, and so she stepped to the spot that Josh Real was trying to get to.
Montgomery County could take the lead with 4:20 to go, down 28-27. Here's Barrier. Stops, gives to Dillon, lost the ball. Picked up, a turnover. Montgomery County's first of this final quarter, but a big one here. Now the Camels get the ball back. Davis out front is going to work against Fouch. Montgomery County is man-to-man. Josh Sharia against Warner. Over to Brockman. She's being guarded by Jarvis. There's Barrier. Almost had a steal. Brockman gets it. Left corner wide open. Whitford. Three is no good. And Fouch battles and comes up with a rebound for Montgomery County. Lady Indians with another chance. Jarvis dribbles down. Jarvis gets to a stop at the three-point line. Keeps the dribble. And now almost threw it away. Barrier gets it. Down to Warner. Warner out to Jarvis. Jarvis is going to try a three. That's no good. And rebound, Jair Sharia.
Jump
and then
ball.
She falls down.
It was a jump ball. Yeah, at the end it was a foul, but Sophie Fouch got her hands on that ball initially when Jair Sharia brought it down. It looked like a foul at the end, but it wasn't initially. I think the official got it right.
So Montgomery County inbounding the ball. They get it into Barrett. Trying to get it to Barrett. It's taken away by Davis, and then she loses it out of bounds. 3:26 to go.
He's got two on her. She's got two tracking her.
Yeah, it's two on one in a triangle or something. On the Barrier, right corner for a three, well over the mark, but the long rebound is saved in by Montgomery County. And here is Dillon, lost the handle of the ball and goes out of bounds.
Oh, just got a little rushed effort, but boy, it looked like
they had a two on one.
Right at the rim.
Under the going to the basket. 3:15 to play, 28-27. Entry pass to Collins. Here is Collins coming across the timeline. Somebody's going to make a shot, and somebody's going to advance. Davis. Or maybe nobody makes another shot, and Campbell County advances. I don't know. Here's Brockman at long range. Jarvis playing well off of her. Brockman looks like she dribbled too high. Jair Sharia, three, no good. Long rebound. Knocked down Brockman, able to get it back. Now inside, Jair Sharia goes for the basket.
Oh,
we got a late whistle.
A late whistle. And I'm not going to say there wasn't a foul in there, but boy, it was so late that you thought the game was going to play on.
And that's number four on Jarvis.
That's tough.
2:43 to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to say there wasn't a foul in there, but boy, it was almost like they were going to let the possession change before the whistle got blown.
The free throw by Josh Sharia is no good.
That's a huge miss. Got to box out. You hear the coaches staff of Montgomery County. Sam, box out. They got to box out here. You can't have a miss and not secure this rebound.
Jai Sharia puts it up and in. She has 13 points. And the lead is 2, 29-27, 2:40 to play. Barrier dribbling right, goes down the right baseline, goes up from about 12 feet and missed the shot. And Peoples has the rebound. Well, Barrier, and again, she has not made a shot tonight. She's had six, three threes that were probably not really great shots for her. Here's Brockman, 2:15 to go. Teams playing to move on to get Pendleton County in the semifinal round. Here's Brockman at the three-point line. Montgomery County not putting a lot of pressure on the perimeter right now. Here is Brockman. We got 2 minutes to go. Montgomery County has one foul to give, too, so you got to really get aggressive, Ivan, in the last 2 minutes of the game. Collins down the lane, a little wraparound pass. Whitford lays it up and in.
It's a big basket here.
31-27. Fouch left corner, goes inside. Warner makes the move, can't get a shot, turns. Puts up a short jumper that rolls off. Brockman the rebound. And we're going to get a foul on Fouch.
Not a bad foul there, but what was a good look by Warner there. Couldn't make it fall.
Davis is going to come in for Peoples, again for ball handling, and we get a timeout. Montgomery County takes a timeout with only 1:36 to go now. And it's a two-score game, and Campbell County has the ball. So the Lady Indians got to come up with a little miracle here down the stretch, or the season will come to an end. And we'll be back in a half minute.
I made a deal so sweet,
so sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Minute 36 left to play. Campbell County a four-point lead. Montgomery County have to pick up all over the floor. The next foul by the Lady Indians will send Campbell County to the line. Jair Sharia looks, gets it into Davis, and it's knocked away, but a foul on Fouch.
Somebody was like, ah.
Best gets her second foul. Davis will go to the free throw line. And Jarvis is going to come back into the game for Montgomery County.
Minute 35 in this game. We still got a long ways to go, but well, Montgomery County's guys start making some things happen.
And Davis, the eighth grader, calmly knocks down the free throw. Now it's Orison leaving as Jarvis comes back into the game.
Again, big box-out situation here potentially.
Davis makes both free throws.
Oh, she's done everything.
It is 33-27.
Done everything that Coach David Johnson needed her to do.
And Montgomery County just, well, it's an offensive nightmare tonight for the Lady Indians.
They just don't need to panic here.
Barrier. Left corner, Dillon can't get the three away. Goes into Warner. Warner spins and goes up against Peoples, and Peoples fouls her. And that's Peoples' fourth, I believe.
What a big play by Bailey Warner there.
Warner will shoot two, so a chance to knock 2 points off the lead. 1:21 to go. Warner knocks down the free throw.
Warner is in the line with one shot.
Layla Warner has half of the Montgomery County points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, she's been sensational tonight. You know, she's at this point she's no longer a freshman.
Warner puts another one up and in. 33-29. Entry pass, Jair Sharia coming on the dribble. All the way down the floor. Going to go for the basket, and we get a whistle. And that's going to be a blocking foul.
Well, she's almost there.
Orison.
Yeah. Laura Lee stood in there. She was not fearful of that contact.
Jai Sharia who leads her team with 13 points tonight and has two free throws. She's made 4 or 5 free throws on the night, and the shot is up and good.
Destry is not one that you want to get in front of. She's got a full head of steam coming into the paint. She's a very strong built young lady.
And free throw is good again, so the lead goes back to 6 points. 35-29, Barrier going right, and she is fouled. And that foul is going to be against Feeback.
Yeah, she got her
third.
Feet tangled up there on a little hesitation dribble.
And Hayden Barrier has two free throws. Can she make these? I mean, you think there's not pressure on the senior right here? She has not scored tonight. And the free throw is up and no good. It's just been that kind of a night. They have defended her hard. She has tried to be a little bit of a playmaker and has had some success at that, certainly. But and she has the point. It is 35-30. Here is Davis. They come at her with a double.
Oh, there it is.
Barrier gets a steal, goes up, and missed a shot. And the rebound.
Oh, wow. The official way out on the floor had to make that call. It was a foul on Hayden Barrier. But, wow, the official that was right in front of the play was not going to blow their whistle. And that would have been huge if Montgomery County could have secured that ball with no call.
1:02 to go, and now Collins will be at the free throw line. Collins has not scored in this game. She'll shoot two. She can make it a three-score game, and if she does that with only 1:02 to go, and the free throw is good.
Oh, and it looked like that was going to be short. It inched its way to the rim.
Collins tries to push the lead to 7, and she does. So it's 37-30. Barrier sends it to Fouts deep in the left corner. Fouts goes underneath to Warner. Warner backspins, goes up against Peoples and banked it in. Well, going against a bigger player, and Montgomery kind of gets a quick timeout. 37-32 with 51 seconds to go. Gives the Lady Indians at least a chance to set their defense high, but that's all you can do right there. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here.
Yeah, right now you're trying to set it up an opportunity here. 51 seconds again. Still a lot of time, being able to send Campbell County to the free throw line if you don't get a steal or create a turnover opportunity here. But Montgomery County, you got to be strong in your denial to the ball, especially into Davis. That's who they want to get the ball into. But then you also got to be aware of on a step back in of Josh Rhea once he inbounds the ball. And I think those are really the two that they want most handling this ball in this situation.
There we go. It's Josh Rhea that will inbound. Warner guarding her. Getting it in. They finally get it to Collins, who hooks it back to Josh Rhea. Montgomery County's got a foul. 47 seconds to go. Can't let much time go off the clock. Jair Sharia coming in. Dillon almost had a back tap, but Jair Sharia gets it.
Foul.
Here's Davis. The clock is at 35, and Warner comes and fouls Jair Sharia.
Oh, it's almost an unbelievable steal opportunity for Allie Dillon, because Jair Sharia had no clue that somebody was behind her.
She's made 6 of 7 free throws tonight. Her last 3 in a row, and puts the shot up and in. 38-32. And this will do it right here, Ivan.
If she
makes this, and it's a 3-score game, only 34 seconds to go. Shot is up and in. Campbell County is going to get out of here with a win. Here's Barrier way outside. Gets a screen from Dillon. Back to Dillon. Dillon's shot is partially blocked.
There's a light whistle, but I heard it. It's a very light whistle.
Foul is going to be on Feeback, so Dillon will shoot 3 shots.
absolutely has to have all three of these.
26.6 seconds to go. Dylan has 5 points. Give her six. Horizon was going to come in.
To the second one.
She has to wait until the second one. She'll come in for Jarvis real quick. To Dylan makes the second free throw. Dylan with 7 points now, and Clifford comes in for Peoples for Campbell County. Another ball handler. 39-34. Dylan connects. 39-35. And the entry pass to Davis, and Fouch gets called for a quick foul, and Fouch looks like I was just playing defense, but as Sophie's third, we'll come down to Davis.
Yeah.
They looked pretty confident the last time up there. Only 25 seconds to go now. And
number four, Davis.
You wanted a quick foul there because right now you need to save time, and you got to hope that.
You got to hope Campbell County misses. They have no rebounders under, but they don't need them. Davis looks pretty confident, doesn't she?
They've done the things that they needed to do down the stretch here.
Henry County had a little spurt. They led 22-18.
And then that four-point play by Josh Rhea really changed the complexion of this ballgame.
Davis makes another one. She's got 6 big points in this game. 41-35. Lady Indians got to shoot a three now, really. Here is Dylan. Dylan fires over Jair Sharia and then missed the shot. Rebound is taken by Campbell County. That'll do it. The Camels will get out with a victory. 41-35 is your final tonight. And the Camels move on to take on Pendleton County. And it's a big win for Campbell County, certainly, because they just haven't been able to beat Montgomery County in these regional tournament games over the years. And the final, 41-35. Don't go away. We'll be back and wrap it up here at the Bourbon County Gymnasium after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you from the
number 22, Bailey Warner.
From the West Day Gymnasium, and Bailey Warner is named to the all-tournament team. She had 17. Montgomery County's 35 points tonight, but the freshman eight. She played well. And, as the teams will leave the playing floor, well, what a tough night for a couple of Lady Indians tonight. Allie Dillon did not get a shot in the first half, finished with 8 points, but Hayden Barrier, 0 for 7 from the field, 1 or 2 from the line, the 10th region player of the year. 1 point here in the last game of her career as a Lady Indian, but this game, Montgomery County jumped out 5-0, and then, boy, things just really went south, and Savannah Jarvis really struggled, 1 of 15 from the field in the game tonight, just never looked comfortable at all on offense.
It really didn't, and you know, Montgomery County did everything they could to get back in that ball game to start the second half or in that third period. They executed everything they needed to. You mentioned they got that 4-point lead at 22-18. The 3-point shot that Josh Rhea made was fouled on in that right corner. She went on and made the free throw. They tied it up, and then from there, they kind of settled back down. You know, and I felt like Montgomery County had a chance. You know, when they got that 4-point lead, you know, to go ahead and lay the haymaker and maybe really, you know, shock this Campbell County team to a point where they couldn't recover. That never happened. And once that never happened, it was really tough for the Lady Indians to, you know, get back to where they could get the lead again and be very comfortable getting through this game. They managed it very well. And speaking to those two seniors from Montgomery County, boy, what outstanding careers they had. Made it to three consecutive regional final games. They were in hopes that they could get there again this year. Things just didn't work out for either one of them. Applaud them for all that they've done for this program. Went through a lot of adversity throughout this season with injuries and this, that, and the other. And just want to commend them, you know, publicly for being able to get through this. And it was such a hard way to go out. You know that there's always going to be a last game. Some people's last game is a championship, but not everybody's. And so most people in their seasons, in their careers, what losses, and you just wish they had a better performance in this game. You know, I know they, you know, they wished the story could have ended differently, but it's not to diminish the careers that they had and what they meant to this program and the legacy that they leave behind, and we wish them both well as they go forward. But great job this year by both of them and leading this group. And now they hand that off. They hand it off to the younger players on this team, and Bailey Warner, Sophie Fouch, Laura Lee Orison, did a great job. Reagan Mays did a great job down the stretch for this Lady Indians bunch. But, hey, they'll retool and they'll come back next year along with Savannah Jarvis. I know Savannah Jarvis is not going to like this being her last game of the season. So hopefully that's kind of a fuel to the fire for her because it wasn't one of her better performances. We've seen her. And she played good as far as rebounding the ball and really kind of staying within herself in that second half. I just thought that maybe the energy in this game, the excitement in this game got her early, and she wasn't able to calm herself down. You know, we see a lot of great thoroughbred horses, Dan, sometimes get a little bit too worked up for a big race for the first time, and it's not indicative of how their career goes after they get used to that. But we've seen them get to the point where they work themselves up so much that they don't have their best performance on a particular outing. And I think that's what happened today with her. But appreciate all that she did throughout this season as well.
Well, you can't get inside the minds of players, Ivan. But, again, Montgomery County had faced Clark County three times this year and been handily beaten in all three times, really.
Yeah.
And the reward that they were looking for was to get a chance to get back to the finals. And I don't know, the subconscious of players, Campbell County, they're not looking at that. They, as far as they're concerned, hey, we want a shot at Clark County.
Yeah.
That's the way they're thinking. And I think that that kind of plays in to a game in Montgomery County. Once they got the lead and once they lost the lead back again, then they're really pressing all the way. And Beta Warner plays extremely well. But again, even she, Montgomery County played well on the glass.
Yeah.
If you'd come into this game, if you thought Montgomery County was going to be within three rebounds, they got a rebound of 40-37. Turnovers end up 11 of 11. You'd think, yeah, Montgomery County's probably got a great shot at winning.
Yeah.
But they just 9 of 43 from the field. Three of 19 threes and 14 of 21 from the line. Campbell County, they made just 11 of 46 from the field, but at 4 of 22 threes and 15 of 17 from the line, just enough to get over the hump. We'll come back, look at the individual scoring for you in the game, and have more on our post-game show coming up after we step out. 90 seconds, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Individual scoring tonight for Campbell County, Isabella Jayasaria, the 5'11 sophomore, finishes with 17 points. She had five big free throws there near the end of the game. She hit three threes in the game. She did not have a two-point field goal tonight.
No, they never. You know, she had a couple opportunities, but they really didn't run her down inside like I thought they
might.
Yeah,
she only missed two.
And she, you know. Like I said, she's very opportunistic when they got her the ball. And she's an outstanding ball player. I mean, she's a physical specimen. If you see her in person, she's really, really, really a nice ball player.
Barbian didn't score. Whitford had six. Peoples had two. And 2 points for Collins. Brockman was a big difference here in the second half. Brockman had 5 points. She also had 10 rebounds in the game coming off the bench. 3 points for Feeback, 6 points for little Addie Davis, the eighth grader. And so she was big. I mean, they really needed that eighth grader in there to handle the ball.
They needed her at the end to handle the basketball. Without her, you know, they may not get to the finish line. And that's huge to ask it out of an eighth grader in such a pressure-packed situation.
Coach Dustin has joined us now, and Coach, what a tough way to end a season. I know you. Just share your feelings with us after this one.
I mean, there's never an easy one, and we knew we had our hands full coming in. I mean, I'm not sure that I've watched more film on anybody than I've watched on them in the last couple of weeks. Probably, I mean, really since the draw especially, but I mean, it started a couple of weeks ago just trying to get an idea of what we were up against in Northern Kentucky. But, I mean, this group, these seniors, this season, I mean, like I said, you never want this thing to end, but I told them in the locker room, that was us 3 years ago, and Scott High was walking out of here, and we were screaming and yelling and jumping around, running off the floor, and I mean, it wasn't to be tonight, and I thought every single one of them fought tooth and nail, and they didn't leave anything out there, but it wasn't their night.
Talk about the defensive job they did on Aiden Barrier.
Oh, I mean, she was stacked up all night. I mean, it was in layers, and they did a good job of sticking in it, and we knocked down a couple of shots, but it wasn't – they didn't come in enough of a flurry to loosen it up. And we tried to get some cutters in there and tried to get some movement, and we just – I wasn't able to find the answer to the riddle tonight.
We'll go down the list a little bit, but Savannah Jarvis, 1 of 15 from the field. Dustin, she hadn't had a game, quite like this all season, has she?
No, and I know it's a regional tournament, but I thought she got some catches in that first half where if she didn't get mauled up top, she didn't have anywhere to land down below. And you're going to have that in these games. And I think that that not being in many games in this type of environment like that, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what's going through the head of a 15 or 16-year-old right now. And, I mean, there's nobody more frustrated than she is. And, I mean, I thought she kept coming back and she kept fighting. And, I mean, she made some really big defensive plays and got some tough rebounds. Just couldn't get anything going between the blocks.
Shooting the ball. Is this a tough gym to shoot in, do you think?
I don't know. We shot it all right over here in the district tournament. Not district tournament, but our district matchup with Bourbon. I feel like we did. I don't know what the exact numbers were, but they did a good job. I mean, Campbell County did a good job. I mean, they played personnel, and they did a good job with the personnel. And, I mean, I feel like they pretty much committed three to Hayden in layers like we talked about. But, I mean, Allie wasn't just going to walk up and get an open look. And I thought Reagan Mays got a few good looks. And I told her before the game, I said, you better believe it. And I got zero issue with the looks that she had. They just didn't go down. And, I mean, she puts in the time and puts in the effort. And it just wasn't the night tonight.
Positive, Bailey Warner had a big night. 17 points in the game tonight for Bailey Warner, and she, I mean, she scored points in there on a 6'2" defender a lot of times.
Yeah, she battled, and I mean, and it was almost like with Bailey, they were willing to wall up, and Bailey did a good job playing through that. And Savannah, they weren't willing to just wall up, and it's like Bailey got some whistles and Savannah didn't. And I like those are the ones that you want to be able to help them adjust. And it's like in those circumstances, I don't know exactly what to tell them other than keep playing.
Well, hey, two outstanding seniors that are going to go on and do well, we know, in college and in life. A good contingent of players coming back, a 21-9 season, and it's certainly, yeah, you're going to end it some way unless you win a state championship with a loss. And good luck as you go about beginning with a very young group of players now that you're going to have coming back for next season. But certainly a good group of players and a bunch of girls are really, if you think this group doesn't love the game, how about Sophie Faust with a dozen rebounds tonight?
She went in there and got a couple against 6'2".
Yeah.
And, I mean, just relentless. And I mean, that's another good core group to build around, and the cupboard's not empty.
She might be able to get an NIL deal doing a boxing out video on rebounding. She could probably do that instructional video on how to rebound because
– or vacuum.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable, the effort that she gives and the way that she's able to – she is a talker on defense. She really helps – this team defensively, doesn't she, with what she brings to the game, away from any statistical thing that she does. She gets the hustle points every night that she's out there.
She does. And this is more so than any group that I probably ever had. I mean, every single player out there had a different role, and they did that role. And that's what allowed us to have some success down the stretch. And, I mean, talk about I mean, we've talked about pretty much all of them. Laura Lee Orson came in and gave us plus minutes. And, I mean, all of them, every single one of them, even the ones that didn't check in. I mean, in practice every day, they show up, they have a smile on their face, and they go to work. And I give credit to these two seniors for maintaining that and setting that standard and leaving that legacy.
Hey, I just want to let you go be with the team. And thanks a lot for all of your time throughout this season. And, again, I think it was an outstanding season. You look at the losses that this team took over the course of the year and, again, the players that that you had to work with. I thought it was a terrific job, and we'll look forward to 2024 and 25 for this young group of Lady Indians. I think could be really good.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you, Dustin.
Thank you.
And our thanks to those of you who have joined us tonight. Again, in the first game, it was 50-48, the victory for Pendleton County. Campbell County wins this second game, 41-35. So here on Friday night, in the semifinal round of the tournament, it'll be Clark County lining up, and the Cardinals, Ivan, they are just head and shoulders above this region. I mean, I don't know what else to think.
Well, yeah, they're number three in the state for a reason, and that's even losing their best player, a top 35 player in the nation, and they are really good. I mean, they really are, because they're very athletic, they're very quick, they're a defensive-oriented team that has the ability to score off of that. They can hit open jump shots. They're very athletic. They can go really strong 7 to 8, but he's willing to put in a couple more. But you know, about 8, they are really, really strong as any team in the state, and they're going to be a tough out going forward. Not only in this regional tournament, but you know, hey, if they're able to represent at state tournament and things turn out the way we think they are in the 7th region. To have that 7th-10th matchup, that'd be the first-round matchup between Sacred Heart and GRC. Hey, that's what we're all looking forward to. It may not happen, but, you know, it'd be a nice offering if we do get to see it, knowing what we saw a year ago at Rupp Arena when those two matched up with quite different personnel that will be out there. But, hey, yeah, they are the cream of the crop right now in the 10th region. And whomever gets a chance to face them the remainder of this week will have their work cut out for them.
Well, it's going to be Mason County on Friday night here at 6 o'clock. Pendleton County and Campbell County play in the nightcap, and then the two winners meet on Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the girls' championship game. Now, the boys, they get rolling tomorrow night. The action going on at the Mason County Fieldhouse, and we'll be there to describe it for you. Mason County and Bourbon County at 6 o'clock. Harrison County and Scott High play in the nightcap at 7:30. Hope you'll join us right here on 1150 and 106.9 and WMST Radio, where you can listen live. Our thanks to all of our teammates tonight, to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer and the executive director of the Gateway Sports Network, Ivan Rawls on color. I'm Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for joining us. And until we join you tomorrow night from the Mason County Fieldhouse in the Boys 10th Region Tournament, good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.